breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. They crossed into the U.S. all alone, no adults with them, a group of Guatemalan children ages 10 to 17. The Trump administration was all set to send them back home, and a federal judge stepped in, blocking for at least 2 weeks their departure. Government lawyers argue the kids are being reunited with their parents or guardians, but the children's lawyers dispute that. Numerous villages leveled by a powerful earthquake in eastern Afghanistan. In Kabul, the BBC's Yogita Lamaya says at least 800 people are dead.
The Taliban is saying that they've heard that there are villages that have been completely destroyed and that masses of people are feared trapped under the rubble. This is mountainous terrain. It's extremely challenging to reach even in the best of times. We've been told that the road going to the epicenter has actually been blocked because of landslide. We know that the Taliban is operating helicopters to try to get people out of there. Any kind of rescue operations are going to be extremely slow moving. And further, what's happened is literally through the night and early into this morning, we've had more aftershocks.
The magnitude 6 quake injured at least 2,500. When it comes to crushing crime, the Trump administration figures what's working in D.C. will work in other American cities, and deporting illegal aliens remains a high priority.
Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem has confirmed that the Trump administration will soon expand immigration operations in Chicago, the nation's third largest city, as President Donald Trump continues to lash out at the state's Democratic leadership. Trump lashed out against the state's governor, warning him that he must straighten out Chicago's crime problems quickly or, quote, we're coming. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Traders have the day off. Wall Street is closed for Labor Day. After dropping 92 points on Friday, the Dow will reopen tomorrow at 45,544. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Reverse mortgage, those two words cause most people to respond in a negative way without thinking. Quite frankly, I thought the same, and I found out I was wrong about these unique tools for retirement planning. Read the book I read. It's called Home Equity and Reverse Mortgages, the Cinderella of the Baby Boomer Retirement, provided by Movement Mortgage, a valued partner. If you're in or close to retirement, you owe it to yourself, whether you need money or not, to learn how to properly use the equity in your home the right way. If you want more cash flow, or simply want to eliminate a mortgage payment, or you would like to see if you can save on income taxes, get this book for free today by going to movement.com/Dinesh or call Movement Mortgage today. 580-REVERSE. That's 580-738-3773.
Movement Mortgage LLC supports Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS number 39179. For licensing information, please visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
Israel continues to decapitate the Hamas leadership structure in Gaza.
Israel killed a longtime spokesperson for Hamas, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. He spoke at a security cabinet meeting discussing the expanding offensive in some of Gaza's most populated areas. There were no plans to discuss ceasefire negotiations, according to an official who spoke on condition of anonymity. Netanyahu also said the remains of two Israeli hostages, Idan Shtivi and Ilan Weiss, were recently recovered. The Israeli military believes 20 hostages are still alive. I'm Julie Walker.
Chinese President Xi Jinping is vowing to accelerate creation of an SCO development bank as he seeks to expand the Shanghai Cooperation Organization's influence and scope, pledging $1.4 billion in loans in the next 3 years for member states. News and analysis, townhall.com. It is a vexing challenge for the opposition party in this country.
A new APNORC poll finds while many Democrats disapprove of how President Trump is handling the crime issue, a large majority, 68% of Democrats, see crime as a, quote, major problem in large cities. The findings underscore the challenge facing Democratic leaders. They must thread the needle before criticizing Mr. Trump's policies, while at the same time not dismissing widespread concerns about safety. And Democratic leaders admit that could create a huge problem for the party leading into next year's midterms. Jason Walker reporting.
A decline in foreign visitors traveling to the U.S. has stretched well into the summer. Tourism experts say there's no sign of an immediate reversal. More than 3 million fewer international arrivals first 7 months of the year. More on these stories at townhall.com.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. After our mild Monday morning, temperatures are going to be nice for the afternoon. Upper 70s and lower 80s under partly cloudy skies. A little easterly breeze is what we'll see. As we get into the rest of the week, temperatures staying below average for the first week of September. 80s will continue to be our highs and overnight lows in the 50s and 60s. Tracking our next chance for rain coming Thursday night. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Yes! I finally got my first phone!
It is exciting. Let's learn a few things about online safety first.
We can secure our world. When you choose your passwords, make them strong. Use a password manager to help you along. But don't just use a password alone. Get a call, get a text, or a code on your phone.
MFA really works!
We can secure our world. You hesitate, do it ASAP.
Which button?
Watch out for offers too good to be true.
What?
It's probably someone trying to take advantage of you.
That's fishy.
Let's report it. Install updates, make better passwords. Think before you click, use multiple factors. That's how we can secure our world.
Learn more at cisa.gov/secureourworld.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, from Oreo Park to Brooklyn Park. This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
No, we are not going to take it because we are the United States of America. We have the Declaration of Independence, and we are one nation under God. Welcome to the Morning Drive. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. God gave us faith, hope, and love. And on this Labor Day, the greatest, as always, is love. Amen. Good morning. My name is Jeff McDonald, president of the Patriot Club of America. I want to thank Sean Casey and WCBM for the opportunity and privilege to be with you this Labor Day morning. You may just be waking up to my voice. You may be on your way to work, exercising, enjoying your first cup of coffee, or perhaps walking your dog. The point is, whatever it is, let's have a conversation on this Labor Day, as what is on your mind is on my mind, as we discuss, listen to this, America's love of labor. This is what makes talk radio great, the opportunity for you and I to have a conversation. Just as you and I are walking down the street, we're sitting across the table from each other having a cup of coffee, whatever. But I want to hear from you. When you call this morning to 410-922-6680 or 800-922-6680. The lovely voice you will hear will be our beautiful, talented, and star Baker producer, Kristen Hagrid. So give us a call, then let's talk about it, as talk radio is the senior media engaging the theater of the mind. And holy smokes, have we not lost the theater of the mind, because it seems as though everything we do anymore involves a screen. And the whole point of me being here this morning is to engage with you in the theater of our God-given mind. In this hour, I want to hear from you regarding any story you may want to share about what Labor Day means to you. So what is Labor Day? Do we know the definition of Labor Day? Labor Day in the United States is the first Monday in September, honoring workers recognizing their contributions to society. Quite frankly, we have been doing labor since the fall of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. 2 years later, the Knights of Labor adopted a resolution that the first Monday in September be considered Labor Day. The idea quickly spread across the country. Labor Day became a federal holiday in 1894. It continues to be celebrated with parades, and the day is traditionally considered the end of summer. I disagree with that because, quite frankly, and again, I want to hear from you at 410-922-6680 or 800-922-6680, because if you think about it, the dog days of summer are now gone, and we get to enjoy some beautiful weather as we are today. Today will be mild, partly cloudy, high temps in the upper 70s, lower 80s. I can tell you that at 4 a.m. this morning, when I walked my wonderful German Shepherd, it was spectacular. It is like the greatest time of the day because it's so peaceful, it's so quiet, and it just is a beautiful way to start the day, looking up at the stars. So, talking about Labor Day, how did you feel when you started your first job? How old were you? The satisfaction you felt upon receiving compensation for what you did, as this is what our great one nation under God was built upon. Our founding fathers pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor so that we may live in a nation of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And much of this was the love of labor to build a nation based on these principles. Something tells me, if you are listening to my voice at this hour on Labor Day, you probably have a great Labor Day story. So, with that, already right out of the box, it's not even, what time is it here? It's not even 6:15, and we have a call. Mark in Baltimore, good morning and welcome to Labor Day on WCBM.
Yes, good morning. First, I want to wish you and all the listeners a happy Labor Day holiday today. A big story is, and this was going on for several years, I'm sorry we missed him very much, but remember the old Jerry Lewis muscular dystrophy telethon?
Yes.
It used to start
yes.
on late Sunday night and used to go through Monday night. And the reason why Jerry and his organization had picked Labor Day is because most of the people were off doing this holiday observance, and they figured people were back from their vacation, from the beach and the like, and this was a very important cause. It's an annual thing, and we really missed them. And muscular dystrophy is a very serious disease, and it's something I'm sorry that nobody picked up after Jerry passed away many years ago. But I think that was a big thing. It was a big tradition, if you will. And I wish I would have picked up a cause, you know. I know we do have the U.S. Open Tennis that goes on through the Labor Day weekend. We also have a lot of other things. But this was doing a mitzvah, as we call it, in Hebrew terms.
Well, Mark, you know, the fact is you bring up a very good point. The Jerry Lewis muscular dystrophy telethon. I remember it well as a child. And it's interesting you bring that up. I might, during the break, do a little research. It was for a wonderful cause. Jerry Lewis, obviously, who was ridiculously entertaining, especially if you're old enough and if you haven't seen them. Mark, do you remember the Jerry Lewis, Dean Martin movies?
Yes, vaguely, yes.
Well, so my point is that if you think about those types of movies, also right into came into my mind is the movie It's a Mad, 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 Mad World. And if you've never seen that and want to literally split your sides laughing, that's another great movie. And those movies, they were wholesome. They didn't have to drop F-bombs. They didn't have to blow everything up. They were hysterically funny with always a good theme and what have you. My point being is Jerry Lewis was an incredibly talented man, and those telethons were not only very profound, very meaningful for muscular dystrophy, but they were also very fun, Mark.
They- That is correct. We really will miss him, and we really miss the good old days. But anyway, I just hope you have a meaningful Labor Day observance today, and wish you all shalom. And
well,
thank you. Keep up the good work.
Mark, thank you very much. Thank you for listening, and thank you for calling in on this Labor Day morning at 6:15. Have a great day.
So you get,
thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So getting back to Labor Day. The point is, Mark made a very good point about the Jerry Lewis telethons. If you hear my voice at 6:15 Eastern Standard Time, you probably remember the Jerry Lewis telethons. I remember them as a child. I remember how, again, not only were they very meaningful, it was a great, great reason to have the telethon, again, muscular dystrophy, but also, as I alluded, Jerry Lewis was a very, very entertaining figure on the big screen, but he was a very serious man. So this morning, I think that one thing that I'd like to do, and I've got to talk to you here for a minute because I've lost my place. Bear with me one second. I need to get something because I think it's very, very important that I do this, but it is not in front of me as I search my things here. Maybe I could sing some show tunes. Maybe I can't. What did I do with this? Oh, here we go. So, Labor Day, actually, if you look at the two founders, were socialists, one of whom was a member of the Socialist Party. So I am going to go back prior to Labor Day, all the way back to our Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and to me, what is most important is the fact that the Constitution is not complete without the Bill of Rights. And I think it's not done enough. Pardon me. So I am going to read the first two amendments this morning, as I always do when I'm on the air. Congress shall make no laws respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or of the right of people to peacefully assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Kristen and I were talking before we got on the air about some events that have happened through the years, and I think that the First Amendment is not read enough because the last section of the First Amendment, as patriotic Americans, needs to be one of our pillars, to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Holy smokes, I think we could all think about some grievances, especially right now and especially since the 21st century, that we may have grievances with which we would love to communicate to our government. You know, another thing that I think about when I think about the government right now, I think about, I'm broadcasting from Maryland, so I am, we are heard all around the world on WCBM.com, but locally it's at 680 WCBM on the AM dial. But the point being is, no matter where we are in the United States, we're in charge. We the people, they are our representatives. We don't work for them. They work through us, through our hard-earned money. Hence why I'd like to hear from you about what were some of your first jobs. I can speak for myself that my first job, and I think I was either 11 or 12, was cutting grass in my neighborhood and washing people's cars. How did I learn how to properly wash a car? Because my dad took the time to show me how to properly wash a car so that when I went and asked the neighbor as a young child, hey, may I wash your car? One of the first questions I got was, what do you know about washing a car? Have you ever washed a car? You're riding a bicycle. And my response were, yes, my dad showed me. Now, because I was doing this in the neighborhood, Everyone knew each other because they were constantly out socializing. They weren't sitting for hours in front of a television or even now the bloody screen in their hand. You know, there's that evolution. Those who believe in evolution, there's that photo where you see the salamander, whatever, coming out of the ground, and then it's a man all hunched over, and then finally he's perfectly erect. Now when I'm walking around, I see people going in the other way because they're bent over constantly looking at their phones. What do you think about that? Let's talk about that when we get back right after the break. We'll talk to you in a couple minutes.
Hi, it's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. You'll meet Mayor and Mayor. They'll help you make the best choice, whether you're remodeling or replacing. They'll guide you through all their appliances like GE, Cafe, Monogram, Whirlpool, Electrolux, Gen Air, Bosch, and over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget. A family-run store that actually treats you like family. So skip the big box chaos, go where service still matters. And take it from me, be prepared to be amazed like I was. TownAppliance.com. Powered by family, trusted by yours.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch, ipsvirtual.com. Thank you again.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Welcome back to the Morning Drive. I am Jeff McDonald, president of the Patriot Club of America. If you'd like to learn more about the Patriot Club of America, you may catch us on the web at PatriotClubUSA.com, PatriotClubUSA.com. We are an organization who believe in God, country, family. We do not pigeonhole ourselves to a specific political party because we truly believe that we are all one nation under God. So again, I was reading on this Labor Day the First Amendment in our Bill of Rights in the Constitution. Now, I would like to read the Second Amendment because, quite frankly, ladies and gentlemen, without the Second Amendment, we certainly do not have any amendments at all. And you know what, Kristen, I'm going to jump a little bit here. I think before I read the Second Amendment, because it is such an important amendment within our Constitution, can we go to cut one, a free country, please?
He has given you a grim prognostication of our national future. But where he foresees apocalypse, I see hope. I see a new nation ready to take its place in the world. Not an empire, but a republic. And a republic of laws, not men. Gentlemen, we are in the very midst of revolution. The most complete, unexpected and remarkable of any in the history of the world. How few of the human race have ever had an opportunity of choosing a system of government for themselves and their children. I am not without apprehensions, gentlemen. the end we have in sight is more than worth all the means. I believe, sirs, that the hour has come. My judgment approves this measure, and my whole heart is in it. All that I have, all that I am, and all that I hope in this life, I am now ready to stake upon it. While I live, let me have a country. A free country.
A country, a free country, government of laws, not men, a system of government, the opportunity to create a system of government for themselves and their children. That, ladies and gentlemen, to me is a very profound statement, because we as the stewards who are supposed to continue our representative republic based on the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, are we leaving to our children? And, you know, ironically enough, Saturday I was at my grandson's first birthday. And children are just, they are a gift of God. And Jesus was so right when he talked about the millstone and what should be done with a millstone to anyone who would hurt the little ones. Where are we right now as a society, as the stewards, when there is porn in elementary school, the trans ideology, the DEI, the fact that Towson High School in Baltimore County, and I have this on video, Towson High School in Baltimore County covered up the poster for those who wanted to inquire about possibly enlisting in the armed forces. And what did they cover up? The poster for those who might want to serve their country? They covered it up with a little poster that said, "Are you struggling? Are you not happy? Call 1-800-GET-HELP for mental help and what have you." I forget exactly what it was called. But again, I'm 65 years old, and some of the best times in my life were when I was a child, having a great time, kids out riding their bikes, and all of us, by the time we were 14 or 15 years old, had some love of labor that we were doing. Why? Because we loved being independent. We loved having our own money. And with that, I'm going to revert back, because I'm weaving a little bit, to the Second Amendment, which is the most important, I can't stress this enough, the most important amendment within the Constitution. A well-regulated militia, and I'm going to give the definition of a militia in a minute, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people. Who are the people? We, the citizens, we who are in charge of this one nation under God, we, the people, to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. So, let's go into what a militia is. What is a militia? The Second Amendment must be prevalent and thrive in our republic. The militia is being part of a republic, which means being a soldier. In other words, we are all soldier. The willingness to stand and defend is essential for the citizens in our republic. If you notice, and I know again I'm weaving, if you notice on the screen on the wall, when the talking heads, the experts, if you will, what do they call our form of government now? It certainly isn't a republic, and we're going to discuss that on the other side. We'll be right back.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. They crossed into the U.S. unaccompanied, no adults with them, a group of Guatemalan youngsters ages 10 to 17. The Trump administration was all set to send them back home when a federal judge intervened, blocking for at least 2 weeks their departure. Numerous villages have been leveled by a powerful earthquake in eastern Afghanistan. At least 800 people are dead, the 6.0 magnitude quake injuring at least 2,500 people. When it comes to crushing crime, the Trump administration figures what's working in D.C., federal help for local law enforcement, will work in other American cities as well, including Chicago. But Chicago's Democratic mayor and the Democratic governor of Illinois warned the administration not to get involved. No trading today on Wall Street. The U.S. financial markets closed in observance of Labor Day. More details at SRNNews.com.
Living a heart smart means paying attention to your cholesterol goals. For 40 years, Rescue Natural Supplements has been a trusted ally in helping people reach those goals and supporting overall heart and wellness. Right now, Rescue is offering a free bottle of Rescue LDL XQ10 with every bottle purchase of Rescue 1250 Omega-3 Soft Gels. It's Rescue's most popular wellness duo. Just add Rescue 1250 Omega-3 to your cart, apply the code TOGETHER at checkout, and Rescue LDL XQ10 will be added for free. Call today, 800-26-ALIVE, that's 800-262-5483, and speak with a knowledgeable product consultant. Or use the code online at res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Remember to use the code TOGETHER when buying any quantity of Rescue 1250 Omega-3s to get the same quantity of Rescue LDL XQ10 for free. Again, use the code TOGETHER at res-q.com today.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. After our mild Monday morning, temperatures are going to be nice for the afternoon. Upper 70s and lower 80s under partly cloudy skies. A little easterly breeze is what we'll see. As we get into the rest of the week, temperatures staying below average for the first week of September. 80s will continue to be our highs and overnight lows in the 50s and 60s. Tracking our next chance for rain coming Thursday night. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
At WCBM, we stand for freedom, hard work, and the businesses that keep our community strong. The local businesses that support WCBM share our values. They believe in you, just like you believe in America. So when you need a service, a product, or a meal out, support the businesses that support WCBM. Your dollars stay local, help hardworking Americans, and keep conservative talk radio alive. Check out our trusted sponsors at WCBM.com and tell them you heard them on WCBM, because when we stand together, we thrive together.
In a world of rising grocery and gas prices, jacked up interest rates, and increased insurance rates, there's one thing that remains an incredible value. In fact, it's free with no monthly fees. Download the WCBM mobile app today for your favorite shows, news, sports, traffic, and weather, and all the info and entertainment you need. Listen or stream us live. Download the app and stay connected with Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
The Morning Jive. My name is Jeff McDonald, president of the Patriot Club of America. It is my pleasure to be with you this morning. as we discuss Labor Day and what it means to us. So give us a call at 410-922-6680 or 800-922-6680. Kristen, our producer, will be the lovely voice that you call. We had some inquiries about the clip that I played before the bottom of the hour of John Adams. That is from, as was the theme song I just played, the HBO special, John Adams, which can be seen on HBO Max if you have it. I know that there's DVDs out there and what have you, if you still have a DVD player. But I encourage you, because my next two cuts are from John Adams as well. I encourage you, if you haven't seen it, to see it. And when you watch it, please watch it with your family, because it is phenomenal. So we were talking about the Second Amendment and the right of people to keep and bear arms. I'm going to shift from this real quick, but I want to finish it. So it is the willingness to stand and defend is the essential for the citizen in our republic. And before the bottom of the hour, I said, what is the screen telling us? Oh, jeez, there's the governor of Maryland on the screen. Why did I look at the screen? So it is our responsibility to know that we are a republic, not a democracy. And as we know, we listen to this when we hear what the screen says. That's all we hear. We as citizens are all part of the militia, yet we have allowed a choice few to attempt to convince us and our children that we are a democracy, and who have lied about the definition of a republic. So, that being said, I'd like to, Kristen, play cut three here in a minute, because cut three will prove how our founding fathers had such an intense dedication and alliance to our country and none others. So if you will, please play cut three.
The language you have now held is so extremely proper, and the feelings you have discovered so justly adapted to the occasion, that I not only receive with pleasure the assurance of the friendly disposition of the United States, but that I am very glad that the choice has fallen on you to be their minister. I will be very frank with you. I was the last to consent to separation. But the separation having been made and having become inevitable, I have always said, as I say now, that I would be the first to meet the friendship of the United States as an independent power.
Thank you, Your Majesty.
There is an opinion among some people, Mr. Adams, that you are not the most attached of all your countrymen to the manners of France.
Yes, well, I avow to Your Majesty that I have no attachment to any country but my own.
An honest man will never have any other.
An honest man will have no other alliance other than to his own country. Hence, our founding fathers, that was, by the way, John Adams from the series John Adams, meeting King George III for the first time after the scrappy, rebellious 13 colonies defeated the most massive and powerful army in the world at that time. And what had our founding fathers done? They had pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor to the United States of America. And speaking, getting back to Labor Day, I want to get this in because, my golly, time is flying here. Where we are today versus where we were at our founding, hence why I wanted to read both the First and Second Amendments in the Bill of Rights. Our Bill of Rights that tell us what the government cannot do to us. Recently, as we all know, Cracker Barrel, the old country store, which to me reflects America, was in the news because it has now been, it's owned by some hedge fund or whatever, and they thought that the old Cracker Barrel country store needed changing. Well, let's get into the history of Cracker Barrel, and I think that I'm using Cracker Barrel as a metaphor because I think that this explains greatly where I think, personally, 70%, if not more, of Americans would prefer our country to be. But we are allowing a, and I'm doing air quotes here in the studio, a choice few who are supposed to be able to tell us how to live. We the people, where they think it should be. In 1969, Dan Evans opened the first Cracker Barrel on Interstate 40 in Lebanon, Tennessee. Why? The vision was for locals and travelers to have a place to get fuel, have a home, I stress, home-cooked meal at a fair price, and holy smokes, of all things, socialize. Why the name Cracker Barrel? The concept was based on an old country store that where a Cracker Barrel would be, where people would stand around and socialize. Now, if you don't know what a Cracker Barrel is, picture a big barrel, wooden barrel, with the rims, the metal rims around it. It's empty, and in it is nothing but crackers. And back then, people would just stand around. They meet at the country store, eat crackers, I guess, have a soda or whatever, and talk about the events of the days, or just catch the events of the day, or catch up, or what have you. So, speaking of which, all of the antiques you see when visiting a Cracker Barrel are produced by the same Lebanon, Tennessee antique dealer since Cracker Barrel's beginning, and each store's antiques reflect that geographical area. So wherever you go to a Cracker Barrel, you're reflecting the history of that geographical area. The famous rocking chairs are Hinkle chairs that have been made in Springfield, Tennessee for five generations. Tell me that is not true America. It was Hinkle Chairs was founded in 1834 and started as a way to supplement a farmer's income. Believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, the chairs are Cracker Barrel's greatest seller. Now, thinking about the rocking chairs that we all see at Cracker Barrel, and I think if my memory serves me correctly, the vast majority of them were either painted white or they were stained naturally. But unfortunately, lately when I saw this story and I happened to do some searching online, I noticed that since whomever the woman's name is, who is the CEO of the iconic Lebanon, Tennessee old country store, they decided that the rocking chairs needed to express the LBGQ A, B, C, D, E, X, V, may I buy a valve, ideology versus America's ideology. So let's get back to Cracker Barrel. The Cracker Barrel's logo, the Cracker Barrel's logo's purpose is to, get a load of this, reflect the old-time country store nostalgia that is Dan Evans. The whole thing was based on Dan Evans' recollection of a farmer sitting on a front porch. So, I ask you this morning on Labor Day, call me at 410-922-6680 or 800-922-6680 and tell me one thing wrong and one thing that is not endearing or wonderful about a logo that has an old farmer sitting next to a Cracker Barrel. So, speaking of that, the goal and vision and key, get a load of this, to Cracker Barrel's success was, again, its simplicity. Home cooking, the feeling of the past, and revisiting our incredible history. Dan Evans noticed that along Route 40, and as you know, Route 40, I think, was the thoroughfare before the major highways to the west or what have you, that there was really no place to eat, relax, talk, and get food. And that was the entire basis of Dan Evans' reason for starting Cracker Barrel. A feeling of the past and revisiting our incredible history. Yet, Cracker Barrel, again, under this new leadership, decided that, you know, that wasn't good for America. Even the cornbread was made from scratch. Eat, shop, relax was always Cracker Barrel's motto. The rhetorical question is, why would anyone want to destroy something that is the wonderful basis of America? I'd love to hear your perspective on it. Well, I can tell you my perspective is the insane ideology of DEI, wokeness, socialism, and communism. We're going to go to cut four right now, Kristen, because I think that I'm going to explain this. We'll go to the break and we'll hit cut four after the break. I just cannot for the life of me figure out why anyone who would want to take a business that was all started based on an old country store that reflects America and change it to something where, again, I want to hear from you, something that I think that I'm going to even push it even higher. 90% of America disagrees with, which is if you're going into something, some place like Cracker Barrel, where it's generational, why in the world would you want to change something that has been so highly successful for so long? And the other thing that I found interesting, not only was Cracker Barrel losing a lot of business because of the wokeness perspective and DEI, but when I listened to interviews as I was preparing for the show, a lot of people who were interviewed said that another reason they were leaving was the food had been not the standard that they were used to. And like I said in my talking about this, the entire goal behind Dan Evans' original Cracker Barrel was he knew the key to this success would be home cooking and revisiting our incredible history all the way down to home cooking, inclusive of the cornbread being made from scratch. And another thing is they made the biscuits from scratch. But apparently, when the, again, doing air quotes, when the experts get a hold of everything, they think that they know better. So if you have a comment on Cracker Barrel or anything else that we're talking about on this Labor Day Monday, please give me a call at 410-922-6680 or 800-922-6680. We're going to take a break, and I'm going to play a cut from a movie that people think it's about one subject, but actually it's about another. We'll be right back.
Looking for unbeatable flavor and local charm? Head to Michael's Cafe in Timonium, the neighborhood favorite for over 40 years. Famous for award-winning crab cakes, handcrafted cocktails, and a lively vibe. Whether it's brunch, date night, or happy hour, Michael's has you covered. Indoor comfort, outdoor fun, and live music on the weekends. It's all happening at Michael's Cafe. Michael's Cafe, Timonium's go-to spot. Taste the tradition. Visit michaelscafe.com.
In today's world, it's easy to chase the dollar. But at Wallace Roofing, we've never operated that way. We believe in quality before profit, and that's been our approach for over 90 years. Every job we take on is done by our own crew and done with care. We're family-owned, third generation, and proud to say we've advertised on WCBM for over 20 years. That's because values matter, and so does doing the right thing. Call Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700, 410-655-3700. Above all, a good roof.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel. But if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch. IPSvirtual.com. Thank you again.
Welcome back to the Morning Drive. Today is going to be mild, partly cloudy, and high temps in the upper 70s to lower 80s. I can tell you right now the roads are empty, so if you need to get out and do anything, do it soon and enjoy this fantastic Labor Day. We've been talking about Labor Day, what Labor Day means to us. I think that Labor Day should be significant from the perspective of America's love of labor, because that's what we were built upon, and local community. And that's why I want to go, Kristen, to cut four, if you will, and then we'll be right back and we'll take a call. So if you will, please go to cut four.
Now, just remember that this thing isn't as black as it appeared. Some news for you folks. I was just talking to old man Potter, and he's guaranteed cash payments to the bank. The bank's going to reopen next week.
But George, I got my money here.
Did he guarantee this place?
Well, no, Charlie, I didn't even ask him. We don't need Potter over here.
And I'll take mine now.
No, but you're thinking of this place all wrong, as if I had the money back in a safe. The money's not here. Well, your money's in Joe's house. That's right next to yours. And in the Kennedy house, and Mrs. Maitland's house, and 100 others. You're lending them the money to build, and then they're going to pay it back to you as best they can. Now, what are you going to do, foreclose on them?
I got $242 in here, and $242 isn't going to break anybody.
Okay, Tom. All right. Here you are. You sign this. You get your money in 60 days.
The 60 days?
Well, now, that's what you agreed to when you bought your shares.
Tom!
Did you get your money?
No.
Well, I did. Old man Potter will pay 50 cents on the dollar for every share you got. Yes, cash.
Well, what do you say?
No, Tom, you have to stick to your original agreement. Now, give us 60 days on this.
Okay, thing. Randall.
Are you going to Potter's?
Better to get half than nothing.
That's what I
Tom! Randall, wait. Now, listen to me. I beg of you not to do this thing. If Potter gets a hold of this building and loan, there'll never be another decent house built in this town. He's already got charge of the bank, he's got the bus line, he's got the department stores, and now he's after us. Why? Well, it's very simple, because we're cutting in on his business, that's why. because he wants to keep you living in his slums and paying the kind of rent he decides. Joe, you had one of those Potter houses, didn't you? Well, have you forgotten? Have you forgotten what he charged you for that broken-down shack? Here, Ed, you know, you remember last year when things weren't going so well and you couldn't make your payments? Well, you didn't lose your house, did you? You think Potter would have let you keep it? Can't you understand what's happening here? Don't you see what's happening? Potter isn't selling, Potter's buying. And why? Because we're panicky and he's not, that's why. He's picking up some bargain. Now, we can get through this thing, all right. We've got to stick together, though. We've got to have faith in each other.
But my husband hasn't worked in over a year, and I need money.
How am I going to live until the bank opens?
I got doctor bills to pay.
I need cash.
I can't keep Arkin's own faith. I've got to have...
How much do you need?
Hey! I got $2,000. Here's $2,000. This will tide us over to the bank reopens. All right, Tom, how much do you need?
$242.
Oh, Tom, just enough to tide you over until the bank reopens.
I'll take $242.
There you are.
That'll close my account.
Your account's still here. That's a loan. Okay. All right, Ed.
Well, I got $300 here, George.
All right, now, Ed, what'll it take until the bank opens? What do you need?
Well, I suppose $20?
$20, now you're talking.
All right.
Thanks, Ed. That's fine. All right. Now, Miss Thompson, how much do you want?
But it's your own money, George.
Now, never mind about that. How much do you want now?
I can get along with $20, all right.
$20, fine.
And I'll sign the paper.
You don't have to sign anything. I know. You pay when you can. That's okay. All right, Miss Davis?
Could I have $17.50?
That's your heart. Of course you can have it. You got 50 cents?
It's a Wonderful Life, George Bailey. And the Bailey Building and Savings and Loan. Community. Faith. America. Exceptionalism. A lot of people think that is a Christmas movie. Christmas is in it. But Frank Capra, the director, wrote the movie about America. Exceptionalism. And that is what we are talking about this morning. And that's why I think Labor Day is about America's love of labor. Mark in Owings Mills, you'd like to talk about Cracker Barrel. Good morning. Thank you for listening, and welcome to WCBM.
This is Bill.
Bill, I'm sorry. Bill, my apologies.
That's okay. I like Cracker Barrel, and I visited it on a few occasions, and there's nothing wrong with it, except I don't eat that food is not normally part of my diet because of the cholesterol and high fat in it. There's nothing wrong with that. I think it's great. I'm not knocking it. Don't misunderstand me. And I like the concept of what they've had. But we've turned into a country where everybody thinks is under some kind of misguided, misinformed notion that they keep calling it a democracy, and I totally agree with you. And I think that's part of the major problem.
Yep.
They don't teach this in schools anymore. There's no respect for... If you want to learn about somebody, really their character, watch how they drive. That tells you all about them. And cuts you off, keep going. You know, it's all about me and the heck with you. That's their attitude, whether they care to admit it or not. And it's true. And it just shows me how irresponsible and hedonistic people are today. Well, I can do whatever I want. This is America. No, you can't. You can do whatever. You have the freedom to do what you want responsibly.
Yes.
As long as it doesn't interfere with the rights of other people. And that's what they're missing. We've turned into a country for what it's come down to is that certain minorities have more rights than others. And, you know, they live in the past, and they keep bringing up things that happened in the past over 100 years ago. And quite frankly, that's negative thinking. It's looking in the rearview mirror instead of forward. I don't know about you, but I'm extremely exhausted from that because you're dealing with somebody that has a closed mind. They are narrow-minded. They think that way, and they think that they have a mindset that the government... Yeah, America owes them something. And it goes across all boundaries. America owes you something. No, nobody owes you anything. And you've centered in on the theme of Labor Day. Labor Day is about what you work for.
Exactly.
And do you have a work ethic?
Yep.
There's a lot of people out there that do not have a work ethic. They want to sit home and do anything. But They want somebody else to do it, but they don't want to take responsibility themselves. And really, that's all I wanted to say.
Bill, you're spot on, and I would tell you the
question. And I'm tired of it. I don't know about you.
Well, that's the whole point of me doing the show, and the theme being America, a love of labor, and why I played used Cracker Barrel as a metaphor, because what does Cracker Barrel stand for? Everything great about America, yet the major investment firms took it over and they're trying to destroy it because they want to destroy our incredible history, Bill. And what did our founding fathers do, Bill? They pledged, and 99% of, and you're spot on, 99% of people don't even know what pledging their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor means, because now, Bill, you made another great point, and I'm going to have to run here in 10 seconds. Everything today is about the flipping screen. I talked about the evolution of man and how we've gone from crawling, so on and so forth, but we'll get this on the other side. Bill, I want to thank you for your call. I'm
thank
up
you,
against
sir.
The
Bye
clock.
Bye.
Have
this
a great Labor Day.
The right choice for Maryland.
Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. The Trump administration's drive to detain and deport illegal aliens will soon kick into high gear in multiple cities, so says Homeland Security Secretary Noem. Chicago mentioned prominently, but Democrat leaders object, threatening to fight the administration at every turn. The administration had been hoping to send a group of unaccompanied migrant children back home to Guatemala to be reunited with their parents or guardians, but a federal judge stepped in, blocking the kids' departure for at least 2 weeks. A groundbreaking new documentary called Truth Rising offers a Christ-centered path forward for people troubled about our out-of-control culture. Produced by Focus on the Family and the Colson Center, the film tackles issues which can divide our country, but Focus President Jim Daly says that Truth Rising also offers hope for the future. He spoke with Tom Tratup of SRN News.
And our generation is called to make sure people understand what is true. Here's the bottom line, Tom. It's so fun. God's truth is not going to be covered for long. It just keeps rising. Mm-hmm. And we're seeing it in the culture today. You can try to say, I don't know what a woman is, but you know what? We do. And it's going to keep on rising along with all the other examples of definitions in this culture. You can try to change what God has designed. I would only say good luck with that.
Jim Daly adds that Truth Rising, which is releasing this Friday, will be streamed free. Anyone wanting access to the documentary can go to truthrising.com. Happened in a flash. Numerous villages in eastern Afghanistan wiped off the map by a devastating magnitude 6 earthquake. The death toll, already over 800, is expected to rise. More than 2,500 people injured. No trading today on Wall Street. The market's closed for Labor Day. More on these stories at townhall.com.
They say timing is everything in the gold and silver markets, and it's true. Dennis Prager here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Although you can buy at the right time, if you buy the wrong coins, you may not make a profit. When gold was $400 an ounce, many people were talked into buying high-grade old gold and silver collector's coins. Unfortunately, most of the people who bought these so-called semi-numismatic coins, like the $20 St. Gaudens and Liberty Head gold coins, have not broken even on their investment. Incredible, given that gold has risen approximately 525% since then. So while timing is everything, if you buy the wrong coins, the timing simply doesn't matter. Having a dealer who cares about positioning you in the right types of coins or bullion will mean more to your portfolio than anything else. That's why I deal with Nick Rovich and AmFed Coin and Bullion. Whether you're buying or selling, call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. AmericanFederal.com.
Voters in Guyana heading to the polls to elect a new president and National Assembly. In recent years, Guyana has become an important energy exporter, and the incumbent president is seeking a second term.
Guyana is one of the world's fastest-growing economies, recording double-digit growth for the past 5 years. However, the opposition coalition say that President Ali's administration has squandered the oil boom. They point to the rising cost of living and the continuing issues of corruption. The oil windfall has also created heightened tensions with Venezuela. The government of leftist President Nicolas Maduro has renewed the country's long-standing claim over the oil-rich region of Essequibo.
The BBC's Will Grant. Who is to blame for jamming the radar of the European Union leader's plane as the aircraft was in the skies over Bulgaria? No definitive conclusions yet, but one European official says that Russia is suspected of being the guilty party. News and analysis, townhall.com. Secretary of State Marco Rubio posted on X that U.S. aid is essentially being shuttered and congratulated White House Budget Director Russ Vogt for managing the process.
Rubio said in the post, quote, USAID is officially in closeout mode. Russ is now at the helm to oversee the closeout of an agency that long ago went off the rails. The 1974 Impoundment Control Act gives the president the authority to propose canceling funds approved by Congress. Congress can, within 45 days, vote on pulling back the funds or sustaining them. But by proposing the rescission so close to September 30th, the White House argues that the money won't be spent and the funding lapses. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Former New York City mayor and presidential advisor Rudy Giuliani is recovering from a fractured vertebra and other injuries following a weekend car crash in New Hampshire. State police say an SUV driven by a Giuliani aide was struck from behind by another vehicle driven by a 19-year-old woman. More on these stories at townhall.com.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. After our mild Monday morning, temperatures are going to be nice for the afternoon. Upper 70s and lower 80s under partly cloudy skies. A little easterly breeze is what we'll see. As you get into the rest of the week, temperatures staying below average for the first week of September. 80s will continue to be our highs and overnight lows in the 50s and 60s. Tracking our next chance for rain coming Thursday night. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. Do you have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
At WCBM, we stand for freedom, hard work, and the businesses that keep our community strong. The local businesses that support WCBM share our values. They believe in you, just like you believe in America. So when you need a service, a product, or a meal out, support the businesses that support WCBM. Your dollars stay local, help hardworking Americans, and keep conservative talk radio alive. Check out our trusted sponsors at WCBM.com and tell them you heard them on WCBM. Because when we stand together, we thrive together.
From Dundalk to the boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back to The Morning Drive. I am Jeff McDonald, your guest host on this Labor Day. Give us a call at 410-922-6680 or 800-922-6680. I want to thank Mark and Bill for calling in the first hour. And Bill, you were spot on. I'm sorry we got cut off. All right, let's get into this. I would like to welcome back Jason Decker, a candidate for Southern York School Board, a man of faith, husband, father, and busy professional. Jason started the Red Bill Suburbanite blog and just posted the story Stolen Promises, Rethinking Modern Israel. Thus, why I ask Jason to join us this morning. Jason, good morning and welcome to WCBM.
Good morning, Jeff, and happy Labor Day.
A happy Labor Day to you. So, Jason, if it's okay with you, I want to get right into this because our time is of the essence. The Red Bill Suburbanite, give us the backstory.
Yeah, so the reason why I call it the red pill suburbanite is actually, I know you love your movie analogies, I love my movie analogies. It goes back to the movie The Matrix. So you might recall there's a scene in the movie The Matrix where the character Morpheus, played by Lawrence Fishburne, says to Neo, Keanu Reeves, that he has a choice between the red pill and the blue pill. The blue pill means that Neo is going to remain in this simulated reality, the Matrix, this kind of comfortable land of just simulation that doesn't represent the truth. The red pill means that he's going to shed the illusion and he's going to live in the truth. And, you know, I believe on this topic of Israel, Americans are facing a choice. You can take the blue pill. You can keep taking your cues from compromised politicians, snake oil salesmen, TV preachers, or people like Mark Levin, or you can allow yourself to be confronted with the truth.
Very good. Okay, so, quite frankly, I think the recent blog's topic has been on many people's minds. I know it's been on my mind, and when I read it, I was very impressed by it. And it really sparked my thinking as well. You take the position that the United States should be rethinking our relationship with Israel, and recently the U.S. intervening on the behalf of Israel in the Israel-Iran conflict. Jason, if you will, please elaborate on that.
Yeah, so first off, the real reason I took up this issue, Jeff, is it reminded me a lot of the COVID time period.
Interesting.
So just like in COVID, if you questioned the efficacy of wearing a mask alone in your car while driving, you were called a science denier.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone who questioned this intervention was called an anti-Semite, was told that they weren't a real Christian or a bad Christian. You know, if people have good ideas, they're typically willing to have a discussion, an open discussion about them. When you react emotionally and try to shut down discussion, you typically have something to hide. And so what I did in terms of explaining why I think the U.S. needs to rethink our relationship with Israel and why American evangelicals need to particularly reframe is I basically formed three lines of argumentation. The first is that there was a false sense of urgency presented around this narrative of intervention back in June. The second is that there's this organization called AIPAC that we can get into that undermines our politics and our democracy, and they're basically an arm of the Israeli government. And then the third thing is you cannot talk about Israel without talking about spiritual things. And people wrongly frame support for Israel as a spiritual matter related to Christianity when, in fact, it is absolutely not. And so those are the three things. You know, the thing I would say about the false urgency, I guess I'll cover that one first, is that, you know, this was more of the same old from Benjamin Netanyahu. Iran is always 2 weeks away from a nuclear weapon, especially when he's up for election and needs a boost in the opinion polls. So I believe it was a bit of election year politicking on the behalf of Mr. Netanyahu, putting your country on a war footing, typically rally support. And I think the evidence is that's what he did here.
You know, I have to interject real quick, if I may. There's actually, you just made a very good point. There's actually, and we're not picking on anyone here. We're just trying to ascertain the truth. There is actually an audio that goes back, I think, to the 90s of Benjamin Netanyahu saying this, what you exactly just said. We are 2 weeks away from a nuclear attack. So please continue.
Yeah, I mean, he's basically the boy who cried wolf. Iran has been 2 weeks away from having a nuclear weapon for about two decades.
Yes, if not longer.
At what point do you just say, hey, this person has no credibility?
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes on Fox News And, you know, this was before the U.S. strike. This was when Israel struck. And on June 15th, he goes on Fox News and he says to Bret Baier, you know, hey, we are under imminent threat. We had to do this. And Bret Baier says, well, that's interesting because just this last March, Tulsi Gabbard, the director of national intelligence, that basically Iran's nuclear program had been mothballed since like 2003. So what's changed? And he's like, oh, well, whether they're 10 months away or whether they're 12 months away, that's really immaterial. Okay, so now we move from 2 weeks to
right.
a year?
Right.
I mean, come on.
Precisely. Okay. AIPAC. You reference AIPAC in the blog. Please explain what your research shows about AIPAC and their motives.
Sure. So AIPAC stands for the American Public, American Israel Public Affairs Committee. So unlike its predecessor organization, the American Zionist Council, it is not registered under the Foreign Agents Registration Act, FARA, even though it is basically doing the bidding of a foreign government. They would say, well, it's U.S. citizens, but it's U.S. citizens doing the bidding of a foreign government. These people are heavily involved with our politics and our congressmen. And so Congressman Thomas Massey, my former congressman when I lived in Kentucky, he actually did an interview with Tucker Carlson last year, and he kind of blew the lid on them. He said when GOP candidates are running for Congress, they have to submit an essay to AIPAC explaining their support for Israel, another country, in order to get their support, and there's heck to pay if they don't. Each GOP congressperson has an AIPAC person assigned to them, most oftentimes in their own home district. When AIPAC started running ads against Massey in Kentucky, one of his colleagues said, oh, well, that's not fair. Let me talk to my AIPAC person. AIPAC
wow.
pays for a luxurious trip to Israel for incoming GOP freshman congressmen. They target communities of faith, in particular evangelical dispensationalists, and what they will do is they will agitate those communities of faith against their member of Congress if they do not do what they want. And Massey says that he's seen this in his own district. So they seek to use the Christian faith to spiritualize geopolitical issues involving this modern secular pluralistic state that happens to have state-funded abortion.
It's interesting that you bring up Thomas Massey. How can you argue when we the first hour, I don't know if you caught any of it, but the entire premise was America's love of labor and the fact that we are not a democracy, we are a representative republic. And part of that is that the citizens serve their fellow citizens. I wonder how many candidates for the United States Senate and the United States House of Representatives write essays as to how they will be committed to the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. And again, getting back to Thomas Massey, what did Thomas Massey do before he became a representative? I think he was an engineer, and the man works on his own car. Another representative who has very eloquently explained this topic of AIPAC is Marjorie Taylor Greene. And you referenced the luxurious trips that AIPAC takes freshman representatives to Israel, with which they fund. Marjorie Taylor Greene, she said she was not 100% sure, but she said she thought she was the only one in her freshman class who did not take the trip. And look at how the left and many in the media try to portray Marjorie Taylor Greene, who quite frankly, again, epitomizes what a representative should be, as this woman came out of running a large construction company to serve her district. So, moving on. The article focuses on evangelical Christians. What is the basis of that versus a non-interventionist case?
Yeah, like I said at the beginning of our discussion, you really can't talk about Israel without talking about faith. You know, some might say, well, Jason, why can't you just make a secular, non-interventionist argument? The answer is that I can make that argument. But the issue is we treat Israel differently than we treat any other country, because you have a group of people in the United States, particularly American evangelicals, that believe that we are under obligation to support Israel. And the issue with that is when you feel that you're under obligation to do something, that you're going to be subject to an ancient curse if you don't do it, you're not going to make a sound, rational foreign policy decision. And to be honest, Jeff, that is one of the things that most incensed me about this whole discussion that was had in June, is people were being shouted down online and confronted with verses like Genesis 12:3, where God said to Abram, those who bless you I will bless, and those who dishonor you I will curse. And people are saying, hey, this promise that was made to Abram, he wasn't even Abraham yet, in Genesis 12, this applies to a modern, secular, pluralistic state that was created in 1948, a state in which the largest religion is secularism at 40%. Another 19% of the country isn't even Jewish. So 59%, according to the Pew Research Center, not a right-wing source, 59% of that country is either secular or non-Jewish.
All right, hold that thought. We've got to go to break. Hold that thought. When we get back from the break, we'll pick this up with Jason Decker, our guest, who is known as the Red Pill Suburbanite. We'll be right back.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a five-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Brian, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k X-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Don't miss the Mega Update every weekday morning at 7:15. And listen for Choose Your Favorite Fake News at 7:45 a.m. Only on Talk Radio 680 WCBM at 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back to The Morning Drive. I am Jeff McDonald, president of the Patriot Club of America, and your guest host this morning. On the phone with me is Jason Decker, who has blogged an interesting article called Rethinking Modern Israel. And Jason, we were just talking about Genesis 12:3, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. So please continue.
Yeah, so I guess I'll take a step back. There might be some out there, and maybe you've been taught in your churches for years that the U.S. must support Israel because of Genesis 12:3. And, you know, my kind of the punchiness of my article was really pointed at the people that are using that verse as a weapon to try to silence people. But I'd like to just kind of walk through why, if that's what you have been taught, you've been taught wrongly. So in the book of Galatians, Paul is dealing with what is called the Galatian heresy, which is there was a group of Judaizers that were trying to bring back some of the old customs, like circumcision, and trying to make those things salvific, basically saying you must do these old covenant customs if you're to be saved. And Paul addressed it, and he was very poignant in chapter 3 in his letter to Galatians. He said, you know, those who have faith in Christ inherit the promises of Abraham. So what he's saying there in verse 7 is he's saying that if you have faith in Jesus Christ, Genesis 12 applies to you. He then says that Abraham doesn't have many spiritual offspring, but one, Christ. So Christ inherits all of those promises made to Abraham. And then Jesus abolished the Jew-Gentile distinction. In Christ Jesus, there is neither Jew nor Gentile. So being an heir of Abraham is a spiritual and not an ethnic distinctive. And that is in Galatians 3, 28 through 29. So again, we talk about spiritual matters here because, you know, you have, for instance, Mike Johnson, I believe this most recent recess, he told his constituents that he would not leave his district for the recess, but he goes over to Israel, and there's a picture of him with the yarmulke kissing the Western Wall. Well, why did Mike Johnson do that? Mike Johnson did that because he believes in this continuity where Galatians 12 applies to that modern state. He wrongly believes that, but he believes that. And then you have other gross displays. I don't think there's a picture taken of Senator Rick Scott anymore where he doesn't have an Israeli flag in the background in his office. I don't recall seeing too many American flags, but there's always a giant Israeli flag. And then how about our congresspeople walking around the Capitol with foreign flags on their lapel pins?
Right.
So what would the first Congress have said about that? What would George Washington said about that? I'm pretty sure he would have been ordering large amounts of tar and feathers,
mm-hmm.
because our Congress people, they swear an oath to protect the country of one nation, and that nation is the United States of America. And how dare our elected representatives bear the flag of a foreign country? I don't care what the merits of that foreign country are. I don't like it when they wear it on their lapel pin. I don't like it when they display it in their office. And I don't like it when foreign leaders take the speaker's lectern in our Congress. No foreign leader should be addressing the Congress of the United States of America. And I really believe that Americans accept these things because they're ubiquitous. We see them every day. We don't remember a time where this isn't what we did, but it's still not right. And it still is a violation of the founding vision of this country. And so I think that folks need to step up, speak out, and we all need to reframe.
You make very, very good points, and I have to dovetail what you just said. Our representatives' obligation is to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States. And speaking of George Washington, everyone, and again, you're so spot on about how it's so ubiquitous regarding the lack of teaching true history. I ponder how many generations it's been since George Washington's farewell address was read in schools and or taught, because our founding fathers pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor to we the people and the United States of America. And it was George Washington who passionately warned against trying to slay dragons in foreign lands.
And that was read in Congress, I think, when they opened the new Congress. That was read in Congress. I forget the exact year, but it was up until the 80s or 90s. So not long ago, our representatives saw that piece of advice from Washington as so important that that is how they set the tone for each new Congress.
Jason, Hal, we're up against the clock. Please, while we have about 30 seconds, tell me how people can get a hold of you, where they can find you.
So if you want to see the blog, just go to Google, type in Red Pill Suburbanite. That's, or actually put the Red Pill Suburbanite. It'll come up as the first search result in Google. If you try to go to the blog platform itself, the search algorithms are a little strange, but that's where you can find the article. Best way to get a hold of me would be on X, at JasonDekkerPA. That's at Jason Decker, PA.
Thank you, Jason. Have a great Labor Day. We truly appreciate you being on the air this morning with this great information. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Thanks again.
God bless. Godspeed. Thanks, Jeff.
God bless you.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The Trump administration's drive to detain and deport illegal aliens will soon kick into high gear in multiple cities. That, according to Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem, Chicago mentioned prominently, but Democrat leaders object. They threaten to fight the administration at every turn. The administration was hoping to send a group of unaccompanied migrant children back home to Guatemala, but a federal judge has intervened, blocking the kids' departure for at least 2 weeks. It happened very quickly. Numerous villages in eastern Afghanistan wiped off the map by a devastating magnitude 6 earthquake. The death toll already is more than 800. It is expected to rise. More than 2,500 people were injured. No trading today on Wall Street. The stock market and other financial markets closed for Labor Day. More details, srnnews.com.
Ready to kickstart your career? Crestlock.com is now hiring for a hands-on training position in locksmithing, electrical, and security systems. No experience? No problem. We'll train you step-by-step to become a locksmith and security technician. Join a team that values your growth, offers paid training, and sets you up for long-term success. This is more than a job. It's a future. And that future starts now. Call 410-256-7803 or apply today at careers@crestlock.com.
Want to give more creative and fun gifts this year? Then visit us at Wild Birds Unlimited. Hi, I'm Brian.
And I'm Mary Lynn, and we have great gift ideas for your next birthday party, anniversary, retirement, or holiday celebration. We have a variety of bird feeders and houses, wind chimes, bird baths, nature-themed books, local and fair trade items, decor, and so much more. When you need an extra special gift, come see us at Wild Birds Unlimited Timonium and now Columbia.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. After our mild Monday morning, temperatures are going to be nice for the afternoon. Upper 70s and lower 80s under partly cloudy skies. A little easterly breeze is what we'll see. As we get into the rest of the week, temperatures staying below average for the first week of September. 80s will continue to be our highs and overnight lows in the 50s and 60s. Tracking our next chance for rain coming Thursday night. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com. You can listen to WCBM wherever you go, at home, at work, in the car, or at the gym. Take WCBM on vacation or on a walk, and don't miss a minute of your favorite shows live or on demand. Listen on AM 680, 99.9 FM in Harford County, WCBM.com, and the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. Make the right choice. Talk Radio 680 WCBM at 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back to The Morning Drive. I am Jeff McDonald, president of the Patriot Club of America, your guest host this morning. So we're shifting from one topic internationally to another topic that is near and dear to my heart, the state of Maryland. And it is my pleasure to have Jonathan Alexander, legislative counsel for the Maryland Family Institute, as legislative counsel for the Maryland Family Institute. Jonathan Alexander is the primary voice for families and the Maryland Family Institute in Annapolis, testifying before committees, meeting legislators, and working with coalition allies. Jonathan is also senior counsel for government affairs at Liberty Counsel, a D.C.-based religious liberty litigation firm. His resume is impressive. However, I think he is most blessed by a wonderful wife and beautiful daughter. Welcome, Jonathan, to WCBM. I truly appreciate you taking the time this morning to join me for the morning drive.
Thank you, Jeff. Thanks so much for having me. It's great to talk to you.
So, our goal this morning is to enlighten our listeners on what is happening in Annapolis from the family perspective and learn more about the Maryland Family Institute and how we may get involved. And I can say to people that if you're not familiar with the Maryland Family Institute, they are truly the prevailing advocate for the traditional family and family values in Annapolis. So, blocking parental rights, can you talk about that, please?
Sure. We've seen an onslaught in the last several years, certainly with an increase under the Moore administration of government thinking that it can reach as close to home as possible. And you started this segment by calling this near and dear to your heart, you know, generally the state of Maryland, but nearer and dearer to every heart of Marylanders are their children and
yes,
the God-given right that they have to raise their children. And that means education, that means upbringing, that means correcting wrong from right, that means training a child in all different facets of life. But you have a grubby hands of the government that not only are they meddling with our taxes, not only are they meddling with our freedom generally, we saw that during COVID, but they're finding their ways to interrupt the natural parental right, the relationship between parent and child, and doing so in this education space. And we've only seen an increase under the Moore administration.
So can you elaborate perhaps on why, I mean, this is almost a rhetorical question, why you think they rammed whatever this bill is at the end of the session that is literally blocking parental control in education?
Yeah, so this is HB 161. At the end of the session, I'm talking maybe 2 days left, just a matter of hours until the session closes. You have this bill sail through committee, and generally you are allowed to speak up during committee. It's one of the primary works of us being the voice of the traditional family in Annapolis, is just showing up and letting our perspective be known, the, you know, conservative perspective be shared on issues like this. But they had a closed hearing. They didn't take any oral testimony, didn't ask any questions, and they rammed through this bill that really expands what the superintendent can define for curriculums. Up until now, it's been local control. It's been boards of education that are closest to the counties, so school boards that are directly elected with parental input, that are coming up with this curriculum. And you know, much of the fight that we've seen in the education space is when you have this highly charged sexual content being taught to kids. And so parents have fought against it. Good school board members have fought against it. And they've put in their own counties ways to stop the state from sort of controlling exactly what each county by county has to do. But that's not enough for the folks in Annapolis, certainly not enough for Governor Moore, who signs into law this bill that basically gives the superintendent the final say or the final authority on what curriculum can be taught. And especially in these highly charged sexual orientation or gender identity areas, putting it in different subject matters so you can't isolate it from the remainder of the curriculum, and so students are being forced to listen and be taught this outside oftentimes of their parents' knowledge.
This is unbelievable. Okay, you just made an outstanding point, so we're not going to bury the lead here, because again, this is God, country, family. The local school board is elected. Jonathan, correct me if I'm wrong. The bloody superintendent is appointed. Am I correct or am I wrong?
Yeah, they're just decided by, you know, whoever the governor is, along with the school board too. You can literally hand pick your friends, you know, cowtail to the teachers union, you know, pick someone that has your same political ideology, and dismiss, you know, the greater part of Maryland, both conservative and really liberals, that want to control what their children are learning and want to be able to have a say in what children are learning. That cuts across all political lines, but you have such a charged and headstrong governor and school board and superintendent that they're just running through all of our principles and all of our values.
Unbelievable. I mean, it goes against everything that Maryland stands for. The motto is manly deeds, womanly words. So we're literally stripping parental opt-outs as well, correct?
Yeah. So the embarrassment that the one case that makes it all the way up to the Supreme Court in this session from Maryland is a case that basically has to tell the entire nation that no, county, you cannot usurp parental rights. You can't teach this crazy curriculum to three-year-olds where they're asking these young kids to, you know, go through pride parades and pick out lace and lingerie and leather and drag queens. Like, you can't teach this to three-year-olds. If you really, really want to teach this to three-year-olds, tell the parents that they're doing that. And when you tell the parents that they're doing that, make sure that they can pull their kids out. Well, Montgomery County in Maryland violated all three of those steps. They doubled down. Not only did they introduce that curriculum, they didn't tell parents. And when they told parents, they tried to remove the opt-out so that parents couldn't keep their kids at home or keep their kids away from this content. Tens of thousands of parents would have chosen that option had it been available to them. And, you know, not only is it an embarrassment for Maryland to be the one that has to be basically spanked by the Supreme Court and tell the entire nation that, hey, you cannot have this highly charged material taught to children. Not only is Maryland basically the bad actor in this, but all along the way, they could have reversed course. Montgomery County could have reversed course. They could have, you know, changed direction. They could have aligned with what parents since the beginning of time have wanted, just an opportunity to direct the education of their children and the upbringing of their kids. Sometimes for religious reasons, sometimes for holy secular reasons. It's just the parents' right that is a longstanding fundamental right. But we're an embarrassment to the rest of the nation as Maryland time and time again gets it so wrong.
Well, the thing, Jonathan, that I don't understand is I don't care what your political beliefs are. I said this earlier in the show today. Saturday, I was at my one-year-old grandson's birthday. And you look at this beautiful, innocent gift of God. And I thought to myself, is because I was sort of reflecting upon the show today and Saturday, I'm looking at him and the other kids at the party. And I mean, how in the world does someone who gets elected and has children, why would they want their child to be exploited and sexualized like this? I don't know if you're familiar with the book Lawn Boy, but I read excerpts to the Baltimore County School Board from Lawn Boy. And Jonathan, if I started reading right now on the air on WCBM, the excerpts that I read, and this book starts it when kids are 14 years old, because as we know now, freshmen are in high school. If I read the excerpts that I read to the school board, Kristen, our producer, would have to hit the kill button. I know WCBM would probably be investigated. And it's just a scenario where, Jonathan, you're in the belly of the beast. What in the world is going through these legislators' minds?
Yeah, in this bill that just passed, HB 161, you know, you just keep asking questions, like, you know, and it's the same sort of questions that you're asking, like, but why? Why are you doing this? Why are you so bent on introducing kids to this
obsessed
material? And they admitted. So the delegate that brought this bill forward, in his testimony, basically said, and he's, you know, living in an LGBT relationship, he says, well, kids need to know that these other lifestyles exist, or kids need to know in order to be full citizens that they can follow this path, whatever path is. And that's just not true. There is no need to introduce a kid to highly charged sexual content, behavior between adults. Just because that exists out in the community does not mean you need to teach a kid that. And when you're teaching, there's one thing just exposing a kid to that. That's wrong on its face, and we make no bones about it, no mistake. It's wrong to expose kids to highly charged sexual content. But in the rubric, when teachers are introducing this to children, if a child says, hey, my family or my parents or my religious teaching says this is wrong, then in the teacher's rubric, the teacher is instructed to tell that kid, well, your parents are wrong. Your parents are being unkind for not allowing you to be exposed to this or having an opinion against this sort of behavior. So it's not just exposing. It's not just placing it out in front of the child as an alternative lifestyle. It's propaganda. It's trying to build this child towards this lifestyle. It's grooming in the worst sense, because a kid at that young, tender age can't differentiate between right and wrong. They understand authority. They understand what the teacher is saying, but they don't have that critical thinking to be like, oh, this person in authority can be leading me down the wrong path. And to your point about your one-year-old grandson, you know, the innocence that he holds, that's up to the parents to preserve. Yes. That's up to society to recognize that, hey, we're not in control of this kid's life. There's a development there that belongs to the biological unit that he was given to. Or, you know, even in an adoption situation, why, you know, folks have to go through so many loopholes to be part of the foster care, the adoptive system, is because we still recognize that there's a tenderness and innocence in young kids that we have to preserve. We have it in all different aspects of life. Kids aren't able to buy cigarettes. They can't join the army. They can't drive until they are able to make lifelong permanent decisions and realize the consequences of these decisions. But you have kindergarten teachers and first and second grade teachers that are interrupting that natural flow and saying, no, we want to interject our own philosophy, our own way of life into these kids' minds. And if their parents stand in their way, then it's their parents that are wrong.
All right, so go ahead. I'm sorry. Okay. Please finish your thought.
No, I would say, thankfully, to the ultimate point, the Supreme Court said, you know, in a very outstanding way that, Marilyn, you were wrong. But you and I always knew that. And the majority of folks that we talked to on a day-to-day basis, you know, we knew it was going to come to this. And you can't continue running over parental rights and not ultimately run against what society is built off of. So it's a great victory for parents. You just have to keep fighting so that we don't get to this point again.
All right, I can't get off this, and you bring up adoption, which is near and dear to my heart, because I'm adopted. I was adopted as an infant by two wonderful parents, and every time the word adoption, and I'm sorry, I have to say it, and if one disagrees with it, we can have that conversation at another time, because we're not taking calls right now because this is too important. I cringe at the thought of being adopted into an LGBT, whatever it is, family, because God made things the way he made them for a reason. And you mentioned that the legislator who introduced HB 161 was in that type of relationship, which is, I don't have a, if that's what he feels he needs or she needs to do, okay, fine. My next question is, does that person have children? And that's a yes or no question.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't
okay,
know.
Okay, all right. So we're coming up against the clock here for the break, but don't hang up because I'm taking you to the top of the hour if you have time. All right. So the person who introduces HB 161, who is obsessed with, and again, I was at a one-year-old's birthday. I don't know how old your daughter is, but think about 1, 3, 5, 7, 10, 12, and then you get into the teen years where puberty kicks in, and our minds are and bodies are all over the place. So let's think about, okay, so this person introduces it, and we're going to go to break, and I want you to answer this when we get back. Where in the world was the logic and common sense of the other legislators to say, you can introduce it, but we are killing it? And when we get back, I'm going to ask Jonathan Alexander from the Maryland Family Institute to elaborate on that, because ladies and gentlemen in the state of Maryland, this is what your legislators are doing with your tax dollars. We'll be right back.
I'm proud to say at Wiles Roofing, we stand behind everything we do. Every roof we install comes with a written warranty and a handshake. That means something. We've been a Better Business Bureau member since 1990 with zero complaints. That's not by accident. It's because we treat your home like it's our own. No subcontractors, no surprises, just honest work that lasts. Call Wiles Roofing today, 410-655-3700, 410-655-3700. Above all, a good roof.
Farmers and ranchers, when it's time to buy or sell ag equipment, think Purple Wave Auction. We're your go-to online marketplace for tractors, combines, sprayers, and more. With our no-reserve policy, every item sells to the highest bidder. Experience the Purple Wave difference. Nationwide reach with a local touch. Purple Wave Auction. Whether you're expanding your operation or streamlining your fleet, we've got you covered. Visit purplewave.com today. Fuel your farm with Purple Wave Auction.
Hi, this is Scott Jennings. You've seen me battle the left on CNN for years, and now you can hear me every weeknight at 9 as I continue to slay the liberal narratives. Join me for unmatched political insight, high-impact interviews, and sharp-witted commentary that cuts through the noise. It's my job to arm you with common sense and shape the national conversation. Don't miss the Scott Jennings Show weeknights at 9, Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back to the Morning Drive. I am Jeff McDonald, the guest host this morning on Labor Day, president of the Patriot Club of America, and like you, a concerned citizen who believes in God, country, family. On the line with me right now is Jonathan Alexander, the legislative counsel for the Maryland Institute. And again, if you have not been exposed to the Maryland Family Institute, please visit their website. Consider giving, because I can tell you unequivocally, I don't have guests on this show, nor do I talk about anything on this show from this perspective that I have not already vetted. And these people within the Maryland Family Institute are the warriors in the belly of the beast. And we were just talking about the legislator who is in an LBG, I can never get past the B, type of relationship, who introduced HB 161 that we were discussing. And Jonathan, before we went to the break, I asked you to please enlighten me before my head explodes. Why did the legislature as a whole even consider this one legislator's Bill, HB 161. So there's got to be more to this. Inquiring minds want to know.
I think you're absolutely right. And you saw on the Senate side when this was introduced, the chair sort of wince and wane under the pressure of what was really at stake. Because he had to sit and listen to the testimony of this legislator basically saying, hey, I think we should be teaching kids this because I have this lifestyle. The community needs to know this lifestyle. And you sort of asked the question, Jeff, does this legislator have kids himself? And I, you know, in the break, I started to Google it, and I was like, you know, even if he has a child, even if he has 100 children, he's not in charge of my kid, right? He's not in charge of your grandson. He's not in charge of the children in Maryland. Even if he has 100 kids himself, he's not in charge of our children. And even if he was in a position of authority, say a teacher, if I were to come in and say, no, I don't want you communicating those words to my child, I have the final authority. I have the final right. The parents in Maryland have the final right. There is no legal framework, no moral authority, no coherent argument that you can ever make to say that some individual that didn't birth this child into this world, that didn't raise this child as their own, can tell those parents that they have the authority to do something or to explain or to teach something that those parents disagree with. And that's what's fundamental in this fight. That's what's fundamental in the fight that went up to the Supreme Court. And I foresee most of the fights that we'll have in the next few years is going to be that battle between parents wanting to raise their children, sometimes based on their religion, certainly based on some moral framework, and government as it continues to stretch its tentacles running up against that right. So, you know, I do want to encourage parents that the more we do show up, the more that we're there in Annapolis, the more, you know, that us at Maryland Family try to make it easy for folks to get engaged. The more we get engaged is the more that we push back and just say, hey, this isn't what we're going to stand for our state, certainly not what's going to stand for our families.
You know, it's interesting because, and I'm going to say it, there was a time, honestly, that if this person, this, I guess he's a man, I don't know what he is, if this legislator would have even suggested something like this initially as introducing HB 161, something tells me his fellow legislators would have gone to the sticks, if you will, and said, John Smith is attempting to introduce three-year-olds be sexualized and exploited, so on and so forth, because he thinks it's necessary. I suggest you people of said district really think about who you are sending to Annapolis to represent you, because quite frankly, I might be wrong. I didn't look it up, but from my perspective, this is the definition of pedophilia. You know, the guy, the man who just shot the Catholic school, what was it, Kristen, in Minneapolis or somewhere in Minnesota? If you read his manifesto, if you will, he was completely perplexed at the fact that the school, the pharmaceutical industry, the pediatricians, the medical industry, all told him that his trans ideologist was, air quotes, okay. And I think that he could not deal with it. Obviously, there was something seriously psychologically wrong with this man. And notwithstanding the fact, the trans ideology are seven times greater to commit these types of crimes than the entire population as a whole, Jonathan. So I would like to you, in the last minute or so that we have left, give us the detailed information on the Maryland Family Institute and how we can get a hold of you. How is the best way to support you? And we're coming up against the clock, but I want to thank you for taking the time this morning to join me on Labor Day. I also want to thank Jeffrey Trimbath, who is your associate. So the floor is yours for about the next minute or so. So please.
Well, yeah, I'm glad you mentioned Jeff Chernbass. He put together a wonderful organization, the Maryland Family Institute. The website is marylandfamily.org, and he has cast a vision for this state to bring God-honoring principles back to the forefront of Maryland politics and daily life. And that means we're going to continue engaging at the legislature. We're going to continue engaging at the school boards. We're going to continue writing in when these issues like the homeschool regulations come up. We're going to be at the Supreme Court, as we were earlier this year, fighting for parental rights. We're going to be at the State House meeting with legislators, making sure that the pro-life view is heard and that religious freedom is restored to this state. You know, that's what we're about. And every time we share this message, every time that Jeff, you and I talk, we realize that there's more and more of us that believe the same way, that think the same things. We just have to continue to be vocal. So MarylandFamily.org, we try to make it easy, simple for folks to get involved. And we're so encouraged when people do.
Well, Jonathan, it has been an absolute pleasure talking with you again this morning. Yes, you and I have had many conversations. You know, I must tell you on a lighter note, I am highly impressed at the way you're able to, I'm losing my mind on the air here, yet you're able to completely keep your composure. So that is kudos to you. You all are the warriors in Annapolis. And real quick, before I let you go, please give the Maryland Family Institute's website again before we go.
Yeah, it's MarylandFamily.org. And just to your point, Jeff, you may be sitting in a chair. I'm pacing around my office.
So. I'm glad to hear that, Jonathan. It's always a pleasure. God bless you. Please keep up the good work. Godspeed. Have a wonderful Labor Day. Thank you.
Likewise. Thank you. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back to talk about fitness and nutrition.
For Maryland. Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. The Trump administration was ready to send them back home. Dozens of unaccompanied Guatemalan children who crossed into the U.S. without adult supervision. But at the last minute, the administration's plan put on hold.
In a dramatic scene, the federal judge issued her order as a group of migrant Guatemalan children ages 10 to 17 had already been boarded onto planes. She issued a temporary restraining order halting removal of the children for 14 days. Government lawyers maintain that the children were not being deported but were being reunited with their parents or guardians. The children's lawyers dispute that portrayal, at least in some cases. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem promising an equal opportunity surge in enforcement of federal immigration law in the weeks ahead. A surge, as she says, will include cities regardless of whether they're blue or red. Well, it's Labor Day, and the White House is celebrating the state of the American worker under President Trump's economic and jobs agenda.
Wages for blue-collar workers are now rising at the fastest rate in the past 60 years. And the average American worker has already seen a $500 wage increase this year alone.
That's White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt. She adds, we finally have a president who fights and delivers for the American worker every single day. The devastation in eastern Afghanistan is near total. Many villages have been reduced to piles of rubble by a powerful magnitude 6 earthquake. Authorities say the death toll of more than 800 is sure to rise, more than 2,500 people injured by that powerful earthquake. No trading today on Wall Street. U.S. financial markets are closed for Labor Day. The Dow will reopen tomorrow at 45,544. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Honey, the check engine light just came on and it's making that weird clunking sound again. This is all we needed before vacation. I just know this is going to be a huge repair bill, and our factory warranty expired last month.
Don't you worry your head about it, dear. Remember a few weeks ago when I was looking into vehicle protection plans? I signed us up for CarShield.
You did? But I thought those things were expensive and complicated.
Not CarShield. They have a low-cost month-to-month plan, and it covers our out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Plus, it includes free roadside assistance, free towing, and even car rental options at no additional cost.
Are you serious? so we won't have to pay for covered repairs again?
That's right. They even said we pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. It was so easy to get a free quick quote. Now we can focus on our trip instead of repair bills.
Don't wait for a breakdown to realize you need coverage. If you own a vehicle with an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, call CarShield now for your free quick quote. Call 800-330-8323. That's 800-330-8323. Call CarShield now and future-proof your ride. 800-330-8323. Again, 800-330-8323.
Communist China's President Xi, addressing a multi-nation summit of Beijing's allies, is casting his country as a unifying force in world affairs.
This is the biggest ever gathering of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, and Xi Jinping was really talking it up as a multilateral organization. Now, the obvious contrast is to the United States, which in the eyes of the Chinese government is going it alone with its America First policies and inflicting these chaotic tariffs on various other parts of the world. He would say that instead, this is the way to go for countries to come together.
The BBC's Stephen McDonnell in Beijing. No proof of Russian involvement that we know of, but a European official says Moscow is suspected in the jamming of the radar of the EU leader's plane as it was flying over Bulgaria. News and analysis, townhall.com. It's full play for Congress as lawmakers return to Capitol Hill following their August break.
Republicans will have to find a way to work with Democrats or around them on a variety of legislative priorities, along with conversations amongst Senate Republicans on changing the chamber's rules to thwart Democratic stalling tactics on Trump's nominations. The Senate is also debating whether to move forward on legislation that would slap steep tariffs on some of Russia's trading partners to pressure Russian President Vladimir Putin on Ukraine. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. will appear before the Senate Finance Committee to discuss his health care agenda on Thursday. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
It's been a decline in foreign visitors traveling to the U.S. over the summer months, and tourism experts say the downward trend shows no immediate signs of reversing. More than 3 million fewer international arrivals first 7 months of the year. More on these stories at townhall.com.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. After our mild Monday morning, temperatures are going to be nice for the afternoon. Upper 70s and lower 80s under partly cloudy skies. A little easterly breeze is what we'll see. As we get into the rest of the week, temperatures staying below average for the first week of September. 80s will continue to be our highs and overnight lows in the 50s and 60s. Tracking our next chance for rain coming Thursday night. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. Housesforcashbaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
At WCBM, we stand for freedom, hard work, and the businesses that keep our community strong. The local businesses that support WCBM share our values. They believe in you, just like you believe in America. So when you need a service, a product, or a meal out, support the businesses that support WCBM. Your dollars stay local, help hardworking Americans, and keep conservative talk radio alive. Check out our trusted sponsors at WCBM.com and tell them you heard them on WCBM. Because when we stand together, we thrive together.
From Cockeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Good morning. Welcome back to WCBM. I am Jeff McDonald, president of the Patriot Club of America, and your guest host on this Labor Day weekend. This is the third hour, the hour of power, too sweet to be sour, because in this hour, as all morning we've been doing mind, body, and soul, and this hour is the hour that I like to focus on fitness and nutrition, because if we're not of sound mind, body, and soul, we cannot fight the good fight that we're all trying to fight. And based on Jonathan Alexander of the Maryland Family Institute and what he shared, and also obviously Jason Decker, the Red Pill Suburbanite, we've got a lot with which to think about. And part of thinking is we must do, as, again, being in Maryland, the Maryland motto is manly deeds, womanly words. So this morning I'd like to invite, as we've done in the past and is our want, Tony DeCesar, who is the president of Metabolics Health and Fitness. And Tony, good morning. Thank you for taking time on Labor Day to join me on WCBM. Before we get into it, give us a little overview on metabolics and what you all stand for.
So our business model, which hasn't changed in like the last 30 years, is just based on sound nutrition, whole foods, daily activity. But it really kind of morphed into, you know, the weight loss paradigm over the last like 20 years, because it's become so pervasive in the American culture. So what started out as mainly a fitness and nutrition thing has kind of become like a big weight loss type of business model for us. So anyway, that's our focus. I did want to talk a little bit today about some of the stuff that's happening politically. I think first and foremost, you have to give a big shout out to Jonathan and Jeff Trimbath from the Maryland Family Institute. I mean, these guys are on the front lines every single day, you know, down in Annapolis, trying to get things taken care of while most people don't even know what they're doing. To the same degree, I mean, you and I do the same thing locally at the school board meetings.
Yes.
We went to the school board and obviously tried to get some of the literature changed and read from the books, which they weren't too happy about. I've done the same thing. 2 years ago, when I went to the school board and I said to them, listen, you know, we've got this major problem. We need to go back to what worked. They only focus on test scores. You know, let's look at the test scores. Let's look at the test scores. But then, because it's kind of like as a transition between my business and sort of like my political life, you're ignoring the elephant in the middle of the room. You have this massive childhood obesity problem. And I went before the school board and said, bring back the President's Council on Physical Fitness. And it fell on deaf ears.
Wait. Why? Did they give you an answer as to why?
Well, you've been to the school board meetings before. They give you your 3 minutes. They listen to everything that you have to say. And by the way, I provided them with resource documents for all of this, which I passed out to the school board, assuming they would read it, with my contact information, and no one even got back to me. So fast forward, you know, I was saying, this is something that's pretty easy. It's already in the, you know, it's already been in the curriculum. Let's just bring it back. Well, in July, at the end of July, President Trump signed an executive order that said, we're bringing back the President's Council on Physical Fitness and fitness testing. So, basically what I'm saying is, and Jeff understands this, Jeff Trimbath and Jonathan, they are not going to move unless they are made to move. They're just going to keep moving along, you know. Let's not change anything. Now, the thing that I found interesting, when I went to speak at that meeting, okay, the president of the Teachers Association of Baltimore County also spoke at that meeting. She was there to advocate for transgender safe spaces in the Baltimore County schools. I was there to advocate for the obesity epidemic. Now, I'm not sure the numbers as far as, you know, transgender assault or whatever it may be within the school, but I'm
thinking it's probably not as high as the 30-plus percent obesity rate and 50-plus percent overweight rate in our schools.
Well, think about it, Tony. If there was any type of trans ideology attack in a Baltimore County school, in a Maryland school, whatever other county, or in the city, or anywhere else, you know bloody right well, the media would grab it and drag it back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, until people couldn't stand it anymore. So to your point, there hasn't been any. But to my point is that you are spot on, and it's funny, before we came back on the air, just for kicks and giggles, I pulled up the physical education schools in the 60s, the JFK challenge. Everybody should do that versus, as you alluded to, Tony, what did you say the percentage of obesity was?
So in the youth population, there's two different numbers. So there's obesity, which is a clinical designation, and it's over a third. And then there's overweight. It's like half of that population. Now, what you have to understand about those two diagnoses, okay, is that they all become members of the big pharma club somewhere down
yes.
the road. So, and I'm saying this, not you know, anything against, you know, the president of TABCO or her advocacy for the transgender community or whatever, but the elephant in the middle of the room is all of these unhealthy kids
yes.
in the school system, okay? So what they end up doing, and I got ignored, which is fine, whatever, but, I mean, you can't ignore an executive order. But now, not just in Baltimore County, but other school systems are saying, oh, well, we don't have the funding for that. Where are we going to find the money? And my answer to that is, where was the money when you used to have it in there?
Wait. So let's think about this. Parker Jensen, or is it Jensen Parker, Tony? Which one is it?
Oh, we do this all the time. But yeah, go ahead. So,
is it Parker Jensen or Jensen yeah. Parker?
Yeah.
Okay, whatever. So he was the young man that exposed the American flag not being flown as by law in Baltimore County schools at Towson High School. What he told me was that when I was at another function and he showed me the video, they had covered up at Towson High School. They had literally covered up. And for those listening outside of Maryland, Towson is a high school that's been there for generations in Baltimore County. They had covered up the promotion for the Armed Forces poster with a poster that talked about getting counseling, do you have mental health issues, so on and so forth. And the point is, how much did it cost when we did the president's physical fitness test or whatever, challenge.
Yeah, the presidential fitness test.
But you've already got everything that you need. How much do a bunch of patches cost if you need to implement it and someone wins? Where's the cost?
It's a cultural thing.
Yes.
Okay? Everybody talks about, you know, oh, well, you know, this is going to put undue stress on the students if they can't perform and whatever. Well, you know what? I was that kid. I couldn't do it. And when I ended, I knew at the beginning of the year, because you know what? Everybody always had a hard time with that pull-up test. For the life of me, and it took me years to figure out how to do it, but, you know, we would practice and practice and practice just to get that pull-up piece done so that you get that stupid little patch that went on your shorts. But in the big scheme of things, what that ended up doing was it taught goal-oriented behavior.
Yes.
Oh, I've got to get up. I've got to do those pull-ups, you know, before I go to school today. When I come home, I'm going to do it again, you know, or whatever. But it gave you some sense of direction, like this is what I need to do. So it's bigger than just the fitness part of it. It's a cultural thing. It teaches these kids, you know, discipline. And that's another issue. you know, the whole discipline thing. You see the rowdiness in the schools, the disrespect for the teachers, and, you know, things like that. You know, that's something that's built from the ground up.
You're spot on. And so you said a couple things that are very optimal. You didn't say I at any point in your explanation with the chin-ups. You said we. So what did that do? You and some of your friends at that time, and it didn't make any difference who, it started teamwork. And then what came from the teamwork? The motivation to try to do the allotted number of chin-ups to get the patch. What does that entail? That entails you all practicing. What does that lead to? That leads to commitment. What does that lead to? That leads to, in the end, results in being able to do it collectively as a little team that kids that are 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 years old figure it out on their own. Hey, maybe I can't do it as Jeff McDonald, but in my class is Tony DeCesar. Maybe he can do it. Maybe we can do it together along with this guy and this guy. So it's everything that's good, everything that creates ingenuity, creates thought, motivation, practice, and commitment needs to be squelched so that they can have, do you need help with mental issues? Here's a pill. Take a pill.
Well, my question to you is, how many of our friends were on psychotropic medication
None.
When we were in school?
None.
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 None. None. Okay? And that's where this heads. It all heads down the same path. You know, it's how these kids all end up on ADD medication.
Yes.
You know, there's a great quote that said, little boys were not meant to sit in seats for 8 hours a day, you know, to sit still and look at a screen.
So it's interesting you brought that up, and we're going to leave with this thought, and we're going to go to break so we have more time between now and the bottom of the hour. The late, great Dr. James Dobson, who just went home to Jesus, in his book, Bringing Up Boys, he stated, like you just said, as a child, I realized boys were not meant to sit and they could not learn like little girls, hence why the girls excelled through elementary school because they were able to sit and be attentive. He said, as a world-renowned child psychiatrist, if only I could have gotten up and moved around. On that thought, we're going to break and we'll be right back with Tony DeCesar, president of Metabolics Health and Fitness.
Hello, I'm Italo Liberatore, owner and operator of Liberatore's Ristorante of Bel Air. We are proud and thankful for being selected by the Baltimore Sun as the best Italian restaurant and the best caterer in the area. We are grateful for your support and pledge to continue to strive to meet your every need. Liberatore's Ristorante is a family-owned restaurant where we treat our customers as family. Great food, great service, great ambiance. Come and join our family. For the best food in the area, visit Liberatore's.com.
Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville offers high-end luxury and quality at very affordable prices. Their beautiful showroom in Jarrettsville is a great place to shop and pick the one that's just right for you. You'll get quality appliances backed by the very best installation and service. Remember, if it cools, freezes, washes, dries, or bakes, sizzles, or air fries, you'll find it all at Jarvis. Go to JarvisAppliance.com. That's JarvisAppliance.com. Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville.
Hey, it's Sean Casey. If your kitchen feels more 1990 than 2025, it's time to call AS Builders and Home Improvement. They specialize in kitchen makeovers that are built to last. Open concepts, custom cabinets, gorgeous countertops, and more. The team at AES makes the process smooth, honest, and on time. Make your kitchen the heart of your home again. Visit them at AESHome.us. That's AESHome.us and tell them I sent you to get a special discount on any remodel or new kitchen. AES, experience, integrity, results.
If you're not happy, we're not done. MHIC 37105.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey guys, it's Carson. Have a glorious weekend with your families. Remember all of those who keep America going while many play during holiday weekends.
Hello, baby. Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back to the Morning Drive. With me is the president of Metabolics Health and Fitness, Tony DeCesar. Tony, can you hear me?
I got you.
Okay, great. Welcome back. You made a great point right before the break. I thought I hit the wrong button. My apologies. About the little boys not being able to just sit and stare at a screen. Please continue with that, because I interrupted you regarding James Dobson.
So the last time I was in the studio with you, and I had we had talked about a study that was done back in like the mid two, like 2008-ish in a place called Naperville, Illinois. And what they did is they instituted exercise at the beginning of the day. And it was a 30, 40-minute gym class at the beginning of the day. And then what they did was they fed the kids, because one in seven kids have a food insecurity.
All right, so hold on. Just for clarification, this is before school starts, correct?
Correct.
Okay, go ahead.
This was in the resource documents that I submitted to the Board of Education. And I said, this is something that's super easy, low cost, and here's the efficacy. And what they found, because they were trying to see if it helped with test scores, but it wasn't just the test scores. They did the analysis at the end, and they found out that the test scores all went up. And not only did they go up, they went up to being like the top five in the world.
Wow. Wow.
Beyond that, the number of kids that were on ADHD medication decreased. So it went down. And then they looked at it a little bit deeper and they said, wow, we haven't had as many disciplinary problems. That went down by instituting one thing. Okay? Now, let me explain this to you. How awake are you in the morning to go and sit in a math class at 8 o'clock in the morning and start thinking? You're not. So, and I'm going to give you a real life example of this. When the kids exercised, it elevated their heart rate, it got oxygen to the brain, and they woke up. How many kids go in and sit down at a desk and they're still half asleep for the first hour or two of the day? They're not learning.
Well, right? Think about this, Tony, real quick. You just made another great point. I think, I might be wrong, but I think they've also lessened the distance from home to school that children who are walkers than it used to be. So, again, even if they just walk to school, as you alluded, the dopamine's increasing, the adrenaline's increasing, they're getting the essential fluids throughout their body, so on and so forth, which means that when they get into the classroom, they're at least somewhat ready to go. But think about it, they're getting up, they may be getting something to eat, they sort of walk out the door right onto a school bus. So go ahead.
Right. And that's why I went to the school board. The two things I advocated for was bring back the presidential fitness test and make sure that every kid could get, you know, breakfast and lunch if they wanted to. These people find money to piss away at every opportunity they possibly can, right?
Yes.
And they say, oh, we don't have the money. We don't have the money. Right now in Baltimore County, because I know the show's nationwide.
Yes.
But in our local jurisdiction, there is a cry to audit the public schools.
A huge crime.
So hold on. The student population in Baltimore County, our local jurisdiction here, you know, our local county, peaked in the early 1970s. It was about 140,000-ish students in the school. It's down 30,000 students. And we have a budget of $3 billion. So I'm actually in the process of putting all this information together for another one of our podcasts. But when you look at the number of administrators that ran our school system in the 1970s, when there were 30, 40,000 less students in the system, it was minuscule. There's hundreds of them now. What do these people do?
Wait, repeat.
But then when you ask to put in physical education and President's Council on Physical Fitness Testing again, we don't have the money.
Wait, how many students are there in Baltimore County?
It's 110,000.
And what is the budget?
It's $3 billion.
Somebody do $3 billion divided by 110,000.
It's a ridiculous amount of money. But my point is that the bureaucracy, going back to what Jonathan said.
Exactly. Okay,
and this is why parents need to step up. You've got Jonathan out there fighting this thing in Annapolis.
Yes.
You've got Jeff Trembeth out there fighting that. You know, you're doing school board meetings. I'm going to school board meetings. You need a mass of people, okay, to start making noise about this because it's falling apart under your feet. It's your children's health in decline. It's their education in decline. It's their value system in decline.
Yes.
Okay? These people have overstepped their bounds from educating our kids to indoctrinating them.
Well, you make an excellent point again, because I don't know if you heard Jonathan and I, but the whole point of this HB 161, you just mentioned the family values. It all starts at home with mind, body, and soul. The family values have literally Maryland attempted because of one Maryland legislator, whose name I do not know, one Maryland legislator, because he was a homosexual or a part of the LBG, whatever it is, and they attempted to literally strip all parental rights out of education, whereas it should be the parents who should be at the top of the pyramid, if you will, because again, the values start at home. But as we know, the whole idea, at least now in Maryland schools, if they could get away with it, is indoctrination, exploitation, sexualization, and drugging.
So look, you've got this massive migration of people going into the homeschool market now because they've seen what's happened to this situation. And they said, you know what, we've had about enough. We're leaving. And what do? They vilify those people.
Yes.
You know, it's like, oh, you know, you can't homeschool your kid. You know, he's not going to be socialized. And I'm like, good. 100%. Absolutely. You know, whatever happened to the critical thinking piece of your education? Like, that's completely just been blown apart. But I want to go back to what I was saying in regards to the big pharma thing, because you have this drive.
All right, well, hold on. You got to hold that thought, because we have to go to the bottom of the break. Then we have one more segment. So after the bottom of the break news, we'll talk about big pharma. We'll be right back with Tony DeCesar of Metabolics Health and Fitness.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The Trump administration was ready to send them back home, dozens of unaccompanied Guatemalan youngsters who crossed into the U.S. without adult supervision. But at the last minute, the administration's plan put on hold by a federal judge for at least 2 weeks. Homeland Security Secretary Noem promising a surge in enforcement of federal immigration law in the weeks ahead, a surge that will include cities regardless of whether they're blue or red. It's Labor Day in the White House, celebrating the state of the American worker under President Trump's economic and jobs agenda. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says we finally have a president who fights and delivers for the American worker. The devastation in eastern Afghanistan is near total. Many villages have been reduced to rubble by a powerful magnitude 6 earthquake. The death toll, more than 800. More details, SRNNews.com.
Nothing can be more frustrating than working hard your entire life, saving as much as possible, then watching your money go down right before retirement. Mike Kinnett, Ryan Herbert, and the team at ProStatus Financial can help. They're going to sit down with you personally to create a complete retirement plan, which includes the 401k X-ray, income analyzer, tax planning analysis, and estate plan review. This is up to a $2,500 value, and it's complimentary for the next 5 callers who have at least $500,000 saved for retirement. Congratulations, you've done a great job of saving. Now call 866-597-1040 and let the team at ProStatus Financial help you protect, grow, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Call ProStatus Financial today at 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor, insurance license in Maryland.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. After our mild Monday morning, temperatures are going to be nice for the afternoon. Upper 70s and lower 80s under partly cloudy skies. A little easterly breeze is what we'll see. As we get into the rest of the week, temperatures staying below average for the first week of September. 80s will continue to be our highs and overnight lows in the 50s and 60s. Tracking our next chance for rain coming Thursday night. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, this is Mackenzie Frost from Fox 45 News. Join me every Thursday on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, where we talk about the major topic I'll be covering on Fox 45 News in depth with Mackenzie Frost. Every Thursday, I go in depth on the most important news stories impacting Baltimore and Maryland. Now, you get an inside look at what I've uncovered before the show starts. Don't miss out and tune in for The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot Thursdays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Transmission incoming from the big giant head.
You want a chance to win tickets to your favorite events or an opportunity to win prizes? How about interact with your favorite shows and talk show hosts?
Hello?
Then download the WCBM mobile app at the App Store. It's free with no monthly subscription fees. Listen at home, at work, and even in the car. Listen live or on demand. The best things in life are free with the WCBM mobile app. Download it today and keep listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back to The Morning Drive. I am Jeff McDonald, president of the Patriot Club of America, where you can learn more about the Patriot Club of America at patriotclubusa.com. On the phone right now with me is Tony DeCesar, president of Metabolics Health and Fitness. Tony, this is our last segment. We have about 7 minutes or so. You were getting ready to talk about Big Pharma. The floor is yours.
Okay, so let's look at what's happened from our generation to our kids' generation. We had very, very few kids, that were on ADHD medications. I can't even remember any, actually. My kids, who are now in their early, mid-20s, I couldn't count the number of their friends that were on it. So what happened was when my boys were getting ready to go through puberty, and they were in middle school, obviously they were having some issues with attention in school. The doctor says we just need to give them a little legal meth. And I'm like, well, he didn't say that. He called it ADD medication, but that's what I call it, legal meth.
You're spot drugs, on.
Listen, these drugs have side effects. All
yes,
of them do. And my kids' grades were fine, and they didn't use it forever. But the thing that pulled my kids away from that was that the primary side effect of legal meth, a.k.a. ADHD medication, is they don't eat. They don't want food.
Really?
Yeah, your grades are fine, but they don't eat anything. They're malnourished. So finally, as my boys were getting older and going through puberty, well, they couldn't gain weight. And they said, we don't want to do it anymore. We're out. You know, we're finished. So this is like maybe late middle school, early high school. I said, well, here's what we'll do. You know me, I get up early in the morning, right?
Yes,
so
yes.
I'd rack them. I'd get them out of the rack early in the morning. They go to the gym, 6 o'clock, work out, take a shower, eat breakfast, go to school. And lo and behold, the grades got better. They started gaining weight, just like the study in Naperville, Illinois. Parents have to be engaged with this stuff. You have to question everything. Everything. Because the side effects of these drugs are sometimes lifelong. And that's just the ADD medication.
Okay? They're also now sometimes life-ending.
Well, you know, Bobby Kennedy just called that out the other day, you know, in his press conference where he said, you know, we need to evaluate these shootings and see how many of these people are on psychotropic medications because of the side effects of those drugs. It's the same thing. It's doing more harm than good, but they get them into the system early. They want them on that ADD medication. And then what happens in the afternoon, you crash, and you don't feel good, and you're exhausted. And you're like, well, maybe you're depressed.
Yeah.
Let us give you something to help you over the hump, you know, or whatever. And it's this constant feeding of Big Pharma. And I warn parents about this stuff all the time. I tell them, you know, don't just take that as the gospel. You have to do your own research because there are problems with this stuff.
You know, it's interesting. Jefferson Starship had a song, something rabbit. And
it's all it's called White Rabbit.
White Rabbit, yeah. I have to speculate that the majority of people listening to us right now are probably north of 30. And even if you're not, go listen to White Rabbit, which I think was written in the 60s, Tony. So, Tony, as we wrap up, we've hit on a lot of incredible things. And what sticks with me most is the president's council on physical fitness. And you really framed that well, that it starts teamwork. It encompasses motivation, practice, commitment, and results. Real quick, in 2 minutes, what are some things that people need to do to get this thing moving forward? And B, just give us real quick how people can get a hold of you and your associates at Metabolics Health and Fitness.
All right. So listen, I always end with the same statement all the time. Fitness is free. The reason that I'm not in the studio with you today is because I'm out in the fresh air
yes.
in the mountains of West Virginia. And it's beautiful. And I love it. And I took my kids and my family, you know, to the river yesterday, and there's people riding bikes, and they're paddling, and they're playing in the river. You know, they're hiking on the CNO Canal and whatever it may be, and everybody's in a good mood.
Yep.
My statement to people is this. No one ever felt worse after working out.
Amen.
And that can be a walk because it increases blood flow to your brain. You understand?
Yes.
You have to stay physically active. So if you want to learn more, you can always reach out to me on our website at Metabolics, MetaBolix.net. That's the easiest way to get me. And I always tell people to check us out on our socials because we do put a lot of healthy, holistic, and free fitness stuff up as well.
So when, real quick, 30 seconds, the president has implemented the President's Council on Physical Fitness, correct?
He's renamed it as well and added the word nutrition in there. Bobby Kennedy was a piece of that, so it's actually health, fitness, and nutrition.
All right, real quick, thank you so much for joining me this morning. Once again, how do people get a hold of you? Please give the website.
Easiest way to do it is through the website at metabolics.net, MetaBolix.net, or just search us on all the socials. There's all kinds of free stuff on there for you, too.
Fantastic. Tony, enjoy wild and wonderful West Virginia on this Labor Day. I truly appreciate you taking the time this morning to educate, enlighten, and we also had a little entertainment in there. So God bless you. Have a great day.
All right, my friend. Take care.
Thank you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to think about something as we begin to wrap up the show. The desperate obsession to destroy everything great about America and her history. The indoctrination, exploitation, and sexualization of our children. Men in women's sports and in the freaking locker rooms. The destruction of college and professional sports. Many of our representatives reduced to warmongering and bought and paid for pharmaceutical puppets. The attempt to destroy our armed forces, trans ideology, communist BLM and DEI, the attempt to destroy our republic's sovereignty and her borders, and the fact that our flag stands for hardiness and valor, purity and innocence, vigilance, perseverance, and justice. Are we the only ones?
Something ain't right. Is it just me? Am I losing my mind? Am I standing on the edge of the end of time? Am I the only one? Tell me I'm not. Who thinks of taking all the good we got and turning
that. Hell, I'll be damned. I think I'm turning into my old man.
Welcome back to the Morning Drive. Are we the only ones who are going to let the threads of old glory come undone? Do we know what those tight-knit threads stand for? Red, hardiness and valor. White, purity and innocence. Blue, vigilance, perseverance, and justice. I am again, as is my wont, going to read the First and Second Amendments of the Bill of Rights and the Constitution as we go to our last break. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are still hearing my voice and you have been listening since the first hour, this entire show was meant to be about we the people, the love of labor that made the United States of America the greatest country known to man by the grace of God. Amendment 1, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of people to peacefully assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievances. The Second Amendment, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people, we the people, to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Ladies and gentlemen, we are the militia. Some of us have been convinced that an inanimate object kills people. People kill people. People also love people. Love thy neighbor as thyself. That is part of the new covenant as told to us by Jesus Christ. I don't understand why more people do not get involved when it comes to our children's schools. And at the bottom of the second hour, I had Jonathan Alexander from the Maryland Family Institute. Please check out the Maryland Family Institute. They are the warriors for us, we the people, in Annapolis. And it makes no difference what your political persuasion is. Do you want the legacy of Magnum Hirschfield? And if you don't know who Magnum Hirschfield is, Magnum Hirschfield, look it up. Do we want what Sigmund Freud, i.e. Sigmund Freud, espoused, and some of the freaks that came out of the 60s, Spock and all these other people? We must go back to our founding beliefs and our founding documents if we truly want to continue the incredible legacy of America's labor of love under our one nation under God. Ladies and gentlemen, think about that. Well, I am Jeff McDonald, your guest host this morning, president of the Patriot Club of America. We'll be right back.
Looking for fun just off Route 140 and 795? Well, swing by Mitchell's Golf Complex in Reisterstown. We've got three mini golf courses, a driving range with lights, and a nine-hole executive course that's perfect for all skill levels, from family fun to serious practice. It's all here, next to the Reisterstown Sportsplex. Mitchell's Golf Complex, open daily. Golf, fun, close to home. Call 410-833-7721 or on the web at mitchellsgolf.com.
Hey guys, it's Carson. Have a glorious weekend with your families. Remember all of those who keep America going while many play during holiday weekends. Also, check out my TV show, Rob Carson's What in the World, on Newsmax at 8:30 Eastern Time Sunday. And I'll see you Tuesday, noon to 3 on WCBN.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back to The Morning Drive. I am Jeff McDonald, your guest host. Today on Labor Day, the day that we are celebrating the love of labor, I am president of the Patriot Club of America. You can reach us at patriotclubusa.com. Real quick, we're going to take a call. Jenny in Middle River, good morning and welcome to WCBM.
Hey, Jeff. Great show. You're doing a great job.
Thank you.
I'm always so excited when I hear you on the radio, and sometimes I don't listen to it, but I really want to listen when you're on.
Thank you.
Hey, I want to do a hangout and just say the Maryland GOP has a booth in Exhibition Hall at the State Fair today and next weekend. And then there's a bunch of festivals we'll be at, Quarry Lakes, Reisterstown, Water's Edge, and Essex. So anybody can come by and give us a thumbs up. We're going to try to do a survey starting today. Do you support the National Guard in Baltimore? We'll see how it turns out.
Interesting. So how, Jenny, have you worked the fair at all yet?
Yeah, a bunch of times.
How's it going?
It's great. It's pretty interesting. We have dum-dums for the Democrats. So people that come over and try to just fight with us and get us to change our mind or whatever, we're like, oh, sure, have a little dum-dum. They really don't even get what we're saying.
Wait. These are people from the Democrat booth?
Just Democrats in general. But the Democrats came over to our booth and asked for more voter registration forms. They didn't have enough, so they said, or they forgot them.
Well, I would have simply said, sorry, we need every single one that they had. You know why they asked you is hoping that you all would run out.
Yep.
So exactly. The flow to the booth at the fair has been good. So give me real quick, we have a couple minutes here, and I'm very interested about this. It saddens me that the fair can't go consistently because some bonehead decided that it made sense to start school before Labor Day, but I digress. Talk to us about the flow to the MDGOP booth, the MDGOP booth, what kind of feedback you're getting. Are you getting young people?
We're getting people of all ages, which I really, really
excellent.
Like. Young people, it's great. And we have a double booth, so we're right next to the fair administration people, and they walk around constantly, and they told us that our booth is constantly packed with people. And the Maryland Democratic booth across the exhibition hall, they said hardly anybody's there. But they're giving all kinds of freebie giveaways from them. You know, the Democratic booth, we don't really have any giveaways. We got a photo of Donald Trump. So if anybody wants to come and see Donald Trump, he'll be at the booth every day.
So, Jenny, think about this. When I think of giveaways, I think of socialism and communism. And in the MDGOP, if you're getting that many people, and I'm hoping there's a lot listening to us right now, we must work harder than ever to get Maryland back to what Maryland once was, the land of pleasant living.
Absolutely. And we're just trying to register people, get election judges, because Maryland Board of Election changed the ruling, and they can have to have all their judges locked in 45 days prior to an election. And usually you do a Democrat versus a Republican balance. So if there's 200 Republicans and 200 Democrats, and Republicans, they can fill it with whoever they want. It doesn't have to be a party match, which is pretty sad. So we're just trying to get people to be election judges, make sure everybody's registered.
So if someone, this is very good. So if someone is going to the fair today, and you said the fair also runs next weekend?
Yes, correct.
All right. So if someone's going to the fair today, they can stop by the Maryland MDGOP booth, which is, what's that building called? It's not the Cow Palace.
Exhibition Hall. It's air conditioned.
What is it?
Exhibition Hall.
All right, you're breaking it up a little bit, but stay with me. All right, so in the Exhibition Hall, which is right near the Midway and right next to the area where they do the bullfighting and everything, or the bull riding, you can go to the MDGOP booth at the fair. If you haven't registered, you may register. You may learn more about the MDGOP as a whole. I must speculate that there's probably some candidates there for the 26th election. I'm sure there's a lot of information. Anything I'm missing, Jenny?
Nope, I think you nailed it.
All right. Well, if you have a favorite candidate, and there's also, as Jenny alluded, they're giving away wonderful photos of our great president. From the times that I've worked the MDGOP booth, it's a lot of fun. A lot of friendly people come to the booth. And quite frankly, when I've worked the booth, I seldom ever had anyone contentious. And those that tried to sway us, if you will, Jenny, normally we, in a very polite, friendly, inviting way, sort of swayed them that, hey, if you love life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, I think that MDGOP is far more advantageous to you as a hardworking citizen than the alternative. Jenny, what do you think?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Well, listen, I appreciate you taking the time this morning to call. Everybody can once again visit the MDGOP booth at the State Fair in the Exhibition Hall. And, Jenny, you said you're next to whom? The fair administrators?
Yeah. So if you walk in the door, go down the aisle all the way to the left.
Okay. Is that where that is that near where that there's one booth that used to set up that was like across half the back of the building that's all candy?
No, we're not near there, but we're in the same location every year.
Very good. Well, Jenny, thank you very much for taking the time to call. Have a great day and enjoy this beautiful weather.
Thanks for the great show, too, Jeff.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you. And that's I'm glad you brought that up, Jenny, because the fact of the matter is that if you've enjoyed the show this morning, if you like what I'm doing on WCBM, please let WCBM know, because I am always pleased and privileged when I have the opportunity to guest host on WCBM. Ladies and gentlemen, we have touched a lot this morning about things that should be near and dear to all of our hearts. So I want to thank you very much for listening today. I truly hope you enjoyed the show. Our guests, Jason Decker, the Red Pill Suburbanite, Jonathan Alexander from the Maryland Family Institute. Please visit the Maryland Family Institute website. Tony DeCesar from Metabolics, he made some great point, as well as the information we shared. It is my hope you have been enlightened. Kristen, thank you for always doing a fantastic job producing, and to WCBM for the opportunity. May God bless you, and remember, the greatest gift is grace through faith in Jesus Christ. It is my hope and prayer that we are able to do this again soon. Thanks again. Never forget, the truth has no agenda, and rebellion to tyranny is obedience to God. The truth sets us free. Enjoy and embrace the greatness of American exceptionalism. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, Labor Day is about America's labor of love, because it's the labor of the citizens of the United States that makes America great. And no matter what you do, everything is important, and we judge by one's character, not the color of their skin. God bless you. Have a great day. We'll see you next time.
This is the right choice for Maryland.